Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Meadows was goody. All right, I'm waiting for White Russia to be calling. What's good, everybody? Let me go back to all. Go to my save. All right, you hear the number's right there on the screen, right there. So call in, sweetie. And this damn hat look like it's a damn koofy. I know I should never brought this fucking hat. This is look how it looks, huh? I brought that shit with my New York Yankee bomber jacket. That shit is hard too, but that hat was too fucking small. I brought that shit on. A month, some change, you know. All right, so I'm waiting on you, sweetie. The line right there. All right, we're going to beat it. And I'm going to be here for a little while because I got to get up early in the morning. Early in the morning. We fight for everyone, yeah? And that shit got to stop. That's number one. All right. That fucking space heater. Matter of fact, turn this shit off. All right, girl, it ain't going through. Do you got your calling card? What's going on? You got a calling card? All right, I would think that's you. 818?
Hello? Yeah, 818. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so what's up, right, Russia?
Who is this? Who am I speaking to?
Is this White Russia?
Yeah, it is White Russia, yeah.
I'm the guy that's on the screen that was waiting for your call.
Right. What's your name, though? Mike, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
Okay. So I grew up in Moscow, which is the capital, used to be the capital of the USSR, the whole Soviet Union, and now it's just the capital of Russia. But my mother is from Ukraine, which makes me half Ukrainian and half Russian.
Right.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever imagine that those two countries, I mean, we were republics that were, you know, one and the same. For us to go to war, I've been crying for the last 3 days about it. Because all of it is politics. The majority of our people, just regular, hardworking people, do not want this. We don't want any part of this. It's all Vladimir Putin and everybody who is in the politics. They're playing those games. They're playing those games with children. They're playing those games with the lives of our future, our children. And frankly, they are just destroying the brotherhood that we used to have when I was growing up there in the 90s. It's heartbreaking what they're doing. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, I used to, Ukraine and Russia was like brothers, like real tight at one point.
Correct.
So. So what you think?
We were one and the same. Yes.
What you think would happen? Why this
well,
occurred?
Well, I'll tell you the saying that they have. For everyone who is listening to me, please understand there's going to be a lot of misinformation coming your way. And that's because Vladimir Putin is bluffing. He's a big liar. And the saying goes, once KGB, always KGB.
Now,
so
hold on. Wait.
He's very corrupted.
I'm sorry, KGB. What is the acronym for KGB?
Yeah.
What's the acronym for that, please?
KGB is a very corrupted communist organization that used to run the country back when Stalin was, you know, the main prime minister. And even though people say it doesn't exist anymore, it still does. It's just not out there in the open. So what they say is once KGB, always KGB, meaning that he comes from that line of politicians. And what he's trying to do right now is to take it's basically like two counties. Like let's say Canada decided to take Los Angeles and New York. Just
right.
Like that. Just decided
right.
we're gonna want those two counties, you know? And that's what he's doing. He wants Donbass, which is one of the counties, and another county that's connected to it.
Right.
I know it's confusing, but I know it's a little confusing for someone who doesn't know any history of Russia. But unfortunately, the people that are suffering are your everyday working people. You know, like myself, I live in the U.S., but trust me, I have family that I love dearly in both Russia and Ukraine because I grew up in both Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Yeah.
Do NATO and Ukraine have some kind of affiliation?
They want to because the NATO European Union would absolutely connect with Ukraine and have Ukraine. But Russia, and I wouldn't say Russia, the whole country, I would only speak for the politicians of Russia. The politicians of Russia do not want to let Ukraine go. And the main reason is because the only connection of the oil that goes from Russia into the United Nations goes through Ukraine, not through Russia. And that is why Russia needs Ukraine. It's
so
all
he's trying to get that pipeline, because that pipeline goes through. It gets to Russia, it got to go through Ukraine.
Correct. You got it exactly right. So because Putin cannot take the whole country of Ukraine, he just wants to take those two. Donbass is one of them.
Donbass?
And another county. Yeah, Donbass. It starts with a D, Donbass. Yeah, that's the city and the county that he wants to just grab. The way that he did in 2014 when he grabbed that half island, Crimea, he grabbed that island just like that. He's grabbing those two counties but he is bluffing. He's saying I'm protecting those two counties, but that's a lie. He's not protecting them from anything because Ukraine is not aggressive. They don't want to fight. Ukraine has very, very weak armies, so they don't want to fight. They don't want to fight. But he makes it look like he's protecting that county. In reality, he just wants that county so the pipeline connects to the United Nations.
All right. Now, first, before I was going to say, to me, and I think I'm 99% correct when I say this, that NATO is a group of people, of rogue people,
mm-hmm.
that's brought by the U.S. to play the opposition of that country that they are from. You know what I'm saying? There's like the Taliban and stuff like that, and the shit that happened in Libya, they went to the NATO. The soldiers that didn't sort of agree with the government, and so they use that divide and conquer tactic. I think just NATO is just the United States pawns. You know what I mean? They go in and infiltrate and they do counterintelligence on their own government, and they fund them weapons and money and all that shit just to do their dirty work. NATO. That shit is really, really crazy. But somebody just said in the chat, I don't know how true it is, but somebody said that the bombs wasn't even exploding. Were there bombs exploding? Is that really real? What's going on as far as the missiles and all that shit? Like, I'm not saying it's not. Go ahead.
This is what I do know from the mouth of my family that lives there, is that they're intimidating the country of Ukraine, okay? I don't know for sure, have they killed anybody yet? I don't know that for sure, okay? I have not been told that by my family yet. The only thing that they have done so far, and by they, I mean Russian army,
yeah,
that they separated those counties that I'm talking about, the ones that border the United Nations, like the Europe. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so they basically disconnected them from the rest of the country. They are the people that live in those areas aren't allowed to leave. They're also not, they cannot get money out of ATMs. They cannot go and purchase any kind of items in the store unless they pay with cash. So they close down their infrastructure, meaning that if you want to go and purchase something with your credit card, you're not going to be able to do that.
Wow.
In Ukraine. Yeah, they're basically taking it slowly, you know. Where they're gonna push those two counties to the point where they're just gonna give up and they're gonna take it the way they did with Crimea, and that's the way KGB does things. KGB takes whatever they want over there. They do whatever they want. It's just back in the day they were open about it, and back in the day I mean 60s, 70s, but now in our time, they don't talk about it so openly, but they still do what they want. And in the end, who does it hurt? It hurts children that are innocent, and it hurts women and men that go to work. They don't want any. They don't want any of this garbage. They don't. They just want to live happy. They want to. They just want to get up in the morning and go to sleep like you and I do. And that's the bottom line.
Do you think that Russia and United States are secretly real good friends, and they've been friends for a while, especially since, you know, they helped with the communists, the downfall of the communists of USSR and all that. So I'm pretty sure they had some kind of affiliation or being allies or such. But do you think that America knows exactly what was going on before it happened, and they just playing?
It's a good question. However, mm-hmm. I cannot answer that to you because I'm not a politician, and I don't sit there with Putin shooting the shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. I wish I could tell you the answer. We all want to know, but it's secrecy. I wouldn't, as a just a regular, you know, person, a regular Joe, so to speak, I wouldn't be able to tell you whether they know or they don't know. What I do suspect, and I'm just going to tell you that my opinion is, and that's all it is. It's just nothing more, nothing less. It's an opinion, is that Trump obviously had some kind of connection with Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. That's my personal opinion. You know, they know each other. They know each other personally. There was some kind of thing going on. I don't know. But they definitely were very, very too friendly for my taste, so to speak. As far as USSR breaking up, that was back in 91. So we're talking 32 years ago. So, I mean, that's not here, not there, you know. I mean, that was that many years ago, 32 years back, when USSR is a big country, right? It used to be a big country. And when it broke up, it became 16 republics. Each 16 republics of USSR became 16 countries.
Hmm.
So one of them is Russia and one of them is Ukraine. But, you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out the way we wanted them to work out. It's hard for me to say we because I'm an American, but I am also Russian and Ukrainian and all that.
Right.
So,
I just wish people knew the real story behind the communist movement in Russia. There's a mm-hmm. Somebody tell me the name. It's on BitChute website. What's the name of that that documentary? And it talks about a group of people. Mm. Nobody, y'all don't have to put it in the chat.
Not sure which one you're talking about. Are you talking about Chernobyl? No. Possibly. No, because that's nuclear thing. But
yeah, I'm trying to figure out the name of.
But
that,
what is your question regarding communism? What is it that you want to know?
No, I'm gonna skip that. What I was gonna say is, because I asked you, was there bombs being dropped? Was there killings and stuff like that? And you said that, to your knowledge, no. So only thing I'm saying is they're giving a lot of false images. When did the last time did you speak to somebody of your family members that's from Ukraine and Russia? Have they been saying they've been dropping bombs? Because this is the images that we see. Have you seen the images? Have you seen the images?
I have, but so
right.
far, there's nobody.
We all seen it.
Right, right. But, okay, so understand this. We as America, we're 12 hours behind Russia. Okay,
gotcha.
So which means like in the next like already 12 hours right now, it's evening in America in California it's Sunday evening, in Russia it's Monday morning because we're 12 hours behind them, so we don't even know what happened in the last 12 hours over there because of the time difference, but from what I know from my cousins is that they're. You know, there's no body count yet, okay? If there's going to be body count, we're going to hear it because, yeah, there's definitely lots and lots of imagery on TV, but from what I know, there is not, I have not heard from my family yet that there's any body count as far as children or that can change any minute. I'm not saying I know everything. Obviously, I am, I'm not there. So
this is what I want you to do, because you've been on my show. Well, you've been watching my show quite some time, and thank you.
Yeah.
I hope you're not one of those agents, but it is what it is.
I'm not a KGB agent. I'm not a double agent.
All right.
I just like different shows and different cultures, and I'm just keeping up with it. But thank you for going to the other floor, whatever you said you did, to speak with me. I hope I brought in some clearance to people that are listening to me. I hope there was just a little bit of clarity to you guys as to what I'm saying.
All right, now hold on. Somebody said that it said, hold on. Before, I'm gonna give me a couple of more minutes and I'll let you go.
You got it.
Total deaths in the Ukraine.
Uh-huh. What does
Hold
it
on.
Say?
Mm-hmm. In Ukraine. This is from one day ago. Somebody put it was 300 and something, 345 deaths. You know how America always exaggerates.
In what
know?
Period? Because the war,
right.
So to speak, started in 2014 when Crimea was taken away from Ukraine. So if it's 300 bodies starting with 2014, then we really don't know what happened in the last 3 days.
I'm breezing through this shit right here.
Yeah. So I mean, this person might have the latest statistics. I don't know.
Hold on, they might be right. Hold on.
Okay.
Ukraine's health mm-hmm. minister Viktor Lukashenko, whatever, said in a statement. On a Facebook on Saturday, that a total of 191 Ukrainians have been killed in the fighting, up from 137 a day earlier, with more than 1,000 wounded, 3 children, he said, were among the dead. So what I'm asking you, I'm not saying you're lying or anything like that. It's good to speak to somebody who have a direct link or connection to those both countries, so and you have family there. So I would like to get that firsthand knowledge from an actual person who actually has family in both countries. So and I know that you I'm pretty sure that you're worried and you calling and checking on their.
Of course,
their
I am devastated.
So
well,
that,
from what
hey,
I
hold
heard,
on, hold on, hold
from
on.
What I, okay,
all right,
go on.
No, go ahead.
From what I know from my cousin, okay, in the last, when did we speak with them? I think we spoke with them this morning. As of this morning, she said that they were scared. That was the last thing she told me. She has two 11-year-old girls. She has two twins, 11-year-old girls. She said, mm-hmm. we're scared, but she did not mention that there have been any deaths so far. Okay, this is what she told me. Okay, that doesn't mean that the person who is telling you this is why I started by saying that there's going to be a lot of misinformation. We really don't know for sure what's going on yet. And she said she was scared, you know, she's very scared. She, as far as she knew, there was no bodies yet as far as this conflict is concerned. But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen in the last 12 hours, you know.
Right.
Things are moving very quickly. You know, we're getting headlines here in America back and forth, and yet you got to understand that what they're feeding over there to Russians is completely different information. So it's very confusing as to what's really going on.
And the reason why I say those things, as I was going to add on to my last question and statement, is that America loves to lie, and they always push propaganda. They always create,
right.
It's organized chaos, organized fearful tactics.
Problem, yeah, personally, I agree with you.
Solution. And there was times where they had simulation. I forgot what country it was, but I think it had something to do with Egypt. That's when the Egypt president was trying to get overthrown or something. It was something to that effect. But they said that
you're probably talking about 94, 92, when the coup happened, when they we also had a White House in Moscow as well, and when they were trying to overthrow it. Yeah, they like to sensationalize the news and make it look worse than it really is. Yeah,
right.
That's true. One of my friends over there told me not to panic, and that was the main concern that he left me with, was do not panic. Do not get worked up over what you see. You know, it's all going to work itself out. So I've had different sources tell me different things, you know. But you're right. I agree with you. A lot of the things, you know, are very, they make it very, very, can't find the right word in English, but very, very hysterical. They bring hysterics to the whole situation that's already bad. So last thing we need is hysterical people running around. You know, that only brings panic. And what does panic bring is not people not thinking clearly. So we need to not panic and think clearly. And therefore, hopefully, you know, they'll work itself out over there. I'm an American citizen. I hope to God that we as Americans do not put our nose into that a mess over there. I think we should let Putin do what he does over there. But that's, again, my personal view on it. Not, you know, a lot of people don't feel that way. I do. I feel that we have our own problems and we need to concentrate as Americans. We need to concentrate on our own things. And that's just how I feel, honestly, myself, personally. And that's up for debate, of course. You know, everybody has their opinion.
Right. Have you heard of Brighton Beach? Have you been to...
yeah, I've been to New York. I've been to Brighton Beach. It's a small Russia. It's a population of very many Ukrainian Russians.
Yeah.
There was not much of division between Russia and Ukraine when I was growing up, and I was growing up in the 80s and communism, and obviously we were republics, we were friends, we were brothers, you know, it's unbelievable what's going on right now. To me, it blows my mind.
In Brooklyn right now, Brighton Beach with the motherfuckers, they going to the damn stores and shit, because, you know, they all live with each other around there. Is there anything else you would like to say before I let you go? You can close out.
I just want to thank you for having me on. And I just want to let everybody who is listening to me know that let's not panic. Let's, let's just worry about ourselves, worry about our everyday lives and our children. And try to, you know, not panic too much over what's going on over there. And remember that news are there to ensure panic into people's worlds. And please don't buy that, you know, don't buy all that panicky mode. That's all. And thank you for having me on. And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All I got.
Don't hang up. This is the last question. Thanks to my boy,
okay.
JR. Put it, you know, bring it to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about black people getting reparations? You could be truthful now.
Getting reparations? What do you mean by that?
You don't know what reparations mean? And I'm not saying that sarcastically.
But being, you mean being prosecuted?
No, reparations mean paying people, a group of people that was basically like our ancestors that were slaved and, you know, enslaved and treated like just 3/5 of a human being.
No, not over there. Not over there. Over there, it doesn't necessarily.
Ma'am, you're running. I even passed you the baton.
Sorry.
Yet. Hold on. I'm talking about black people. Listen to what I'm saying. Do you think black people, the people in America that was enslaved, that was put into slavery, chattel slavery, do you think the descendants of the African slave that was brought here in America deserves reparation. Reparations mean compensation, being paid for.
Oh, compensation. That's what reparation is, right? Compensation?
Yeah.
So it's just like a personal question to me?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, okay. So because I'm from a completely different culture, I don't think I qualify to speak on something like that because I grew up in Russia. But I think that if there was any injustice done to anyone, that group of people absolutely deserve a payback or
I say this respectfully. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about you don't have to be black to understand what we've been through. I'm pretty sure you know that blacks were enslaved, right? You know we was put into slavery, right?
Yeah,
you,
of course I know that. Yes.
Now you knew this. You knew this before you even had pubic hairs, and I say that respectfully. So you was already taught about what our people have been through. That's why the question remains the same. Do you think mm-hmm. that the descendants, meaning me and others,
mm-hmm.
deserve
mm-hmm.
to be compensated for what has been done to our ancestors as far as slavery?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so? Do you think we deserve to be paid?
Yeah.
I got a little hesitation out of that. Like, are you sure? No.
Because
I want you to feel comfortable. Don't let me put you into a corner. Say exactly how you feel. You're not going to offend anybody. Say what you feel.
Okay.
Don't say what you want to hear. Say exactly what you feel. Go right ahead.
Well, there was such thing as affirmative action, right? I don't know a lot about it, but wasn't that some kind of free college, some kind of free, like,
I have a sister right
and
now.
Please
that
forgive me for
money on college. Ooh.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Affirmative action is basically a bill that they put in to just say if a white person has those same qualifications or degrees or SAT scores or whatever. And a black
mm-hmm.
person has
mm-hmm.
has those same requirements, the black person, the majority of the times, the black person could get the job first. That's what affirmative action was. But now that turned into
mm-hmm.
anybody with it. So and the blacks just being pushed to the side anyway. So affirmative action has nothing to do with being compensated. That's not a form of compensation. That's a form of pacifying.
Okay.
So that's what I say.
Well,
go ahead.
Can I ask you what would be a fair compensation?
A fair compensation is for every person that is the descendants of slaves, not people who migrated here. Yes, you may have been enslaved on your island and on your continent.
Right.
You have to deal with the niggas from your country. I'm talking about foundational black Americans. So there will be no,
mm-hmm.
there will be a good distinction that we supposed to get paid cash, money. I mean, in the trillions of dollars, we should be compensated because if we built this country brick by brick, for this country
mm.
to thrive financially, even to this day, and we didn't get compensated. we should be compensated for the work that has been done. Do you think?
That I agree with. That I agree with.
Okay, but
to be compensated for you have to be compensated for the work done on the backs of people that were your predecessors.
I didn't think I had to say that much for you to understand that, because I thought, you know, but you know, it's all good, but we have to understand something, that it doesn't matter what color, creed, or nationality you have. Is there quite a few things everybody has in common? Everybody over the world is a moral compass or sympathy.
Correct.
Sympathy.
Yes. Moral
and
compass.
Knows
yes.
Right and wrongs. Now, just say right now, shit,
yes.
Ukrainians is about to get compensated. Biden just asked for what's that $60 million, whatever the number is in the millions to compensate the Ukrainians that's going through what they're going through now. They have not been put in shackles. They have not been tied
Nobody
up.
Nobody giving them money. What do you mean? Nobody's giving Ukrainians money.
Listen to what I don't know. If you know, he is asking Congress for a bill to get up money for the Ukrainians, love. You have to look that up.
Who, Biden is? American president
is? I just said Mr. Biden.
Okay. You know what? I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
All right, then. Well, so do.
Is that fair? No, it's not fair. I just didn't know the whole information. But now I have the whole picture. Yeah. Yeah, that's BS. If you ask me. That has nothing to do with America. It has nothing to do with America.
Yes, hold on. I'm not saying it's BS
for
Biden to ask for a bill for the Ukrainians. I have some kind of after what they did to the Africans, at the end of the day, I wash my hands, but at the end of the day, if they deserve to be compensated, give them that money. Give it to them. But don't have an excuse when it comes down to...
But wait a minute, but why? Why? Why do we have to help Ukrainians? We're America. Why?
You're absolutely right. They got their own money. They don't need. Why the fuck?
There you go. They have Putin.
Right. Why
they have Vladimir Putin?
See, I was just trying to.
Do you know how much corruption? There's so much corruption going on. They don't need American money. And
exactly.
And frankly, America doesn't owe anything to Ukraine or Russia, for that matter.
Exactly. Or those people on the land of Palestine, either. But they get our tax dollars every
year. I'm sorry,
year.
But that's how I feel too.
70s.
But I agree with you. America shouldn't give Ukraine money. Ukraine and Russia did what they did. That's what they're doing over there. You know, that's their
I'm
business.
Cool.
I know I'm from there, but...
I am very nice. I am nice until I'm... Like, if I'm violated, then I'm very disrespectful. But I am nice.
I know, and I'm sorry if I sounded ignorant, but I just didn't know that that's what Biden was. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, she was born there. You was born in Ukraine, right, or Russia? Which one of
Moscow.
Them?
Moscow. I was born in Russia. Yeah.
In Russia. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I never felt that America owed Russia or Ukraine any money. Why? From what?
That's what I'm saying.
We have nothing. We have no dealings. We have no dealings with each other.
Look,
but
you
what
should,
you were talking about, that's straight dealing with what happened in America. And what you were talking about, that's a different story. That happened on the land of America. So that's why, you do, they do owe you. But they don't owe Russia or Ukraine anything. Because why? Russia and Ukraine has nothing to do with America. Those are two separate, complete, you know, Russia chose their own regime. Why should America bail them out for anything?
Well, listen, sweetie Bop, I just want to say, look, I definitely appreciate your call.
Thank you.
If you want to call back in, please do, but I'm going to get on to this conversation, but your conversation was definitely needed, and I'm going to say thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope I did not step on anybody's toes or make somebody feel uncomfortable. There was certain words that I had to understand correctly before I speak, and, you know, it's all about learning. It's all about learning things. You know what I mean? I learned a lot today, and I hope that other people also learned how others feel as well, you know?
Right, because everybody's getting the information. What happened to my camera? I just seen it stop. What the fuck happened to my camera?
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of misinformation going around.
Right, and it's only getting it from one source, and that's these fucking, what the fuck is going on? All right, there we go. Hopefully, okay. All right, Miss White Russia, I appreciate you, love. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night, everybody. Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, Brooklyn to Cali, hold on 1 second. Now, this is how you have to understand that everybody don't look at things the same way. We all could watch a movie at the same time. I mean, it's 103 people in here. We could watch a movie, all 103 of us, and it would be 103 different views of what we saw seeing that movie. So, it's mind-boggling that. For her, like, people will think that being compensated, as far as black people is concerned, that affirmative action, you just imagine how mad people who thinks that same way. Well, you're able to work now. Look, you got Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan. Come on. Michael fucking Jordan, come on. 360 Duncan, come on. You got Shaq, come on. Shaq sneakers is in Walmart now. Come on. Janet Jackson, titty coming out. You had the Jackson 5, you had Prince. Types of shit. Like those things matter. It adds on. But, nigga, pay me. Fuck you, pay me. That's how it's supposed to be. Now, I'm going to go in. Because let me take some call first. Brooklyn and Cali, what up? It's
what's cracking? What's happening, man? How you doing?
Ain't shit, man. Talk to me now.
I just want to say, don't make money, man. War make money, man. And I also want to say, racism don't take a day off. We see what's happening to those Africans over there in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian people, them motherfuckers are still white. And they're going to put their people before other people. And when you see them not letting people get on trains and buses and shit. Like, I don't know why motherfuckers is surprised.
Thank you, Unseen Dave. Thank you, Unseen. Go ahead.
I don't know why motherfuckers is surprised. And throughout our history, they have shown us nothing but the same energy. They will fuck over us and then piss in your face, and you still want to be friends with them, and you still want to fucking fellowship with them. And it ain't all of them, but if it's one of them, it might as well be all of them. I look at white folks just how like I look at the police, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, the track record is just there for the shit that they've done to us throughout this history. And I don't even know if they ever be able to make amends as far as the United States giving the Ukraine money. I mean, they've been giving the Ukraine money. That's what they do. They have a partnership with them. They humanitarian shit that they've been giving you. They didn't give Ukraine like $400 million. So, I mean, I'm not surprised about that, you know. As far as Putin, I mean, that motherfucker is doing exactly what he want to do. I feel like he need to be stopped because it sounds like it kind of remind me of an abusive relationship. Y'all in bed together, everything is good, and you know what I'm saying? Then, you motherfucker, you start trying to take advantage and you start putting hands on the motherfucker. Then when they finally get the strength to leave you, they leave you, then you want that old thing back, and you start trying to make them do shit that they don't want to do. That's what that shit looked like to me. But I don't know, man. I just feel like at the end of the day, we all supposed to be human beings. I hate to see inhumane shit happening to people. Even in the midst of that inhumane shit, they still show you that they racist too.
That's right.
And that's all I wanted to say, man. You know what I'm saying? This Brooklyn to Cali, man. Peace to everybody in the chat. Peace to you, Mike, man. One love.
Salute, man. Brooklyn the mother effing Cali, nigga. One.
Salute, brother. Salute. One.
That's my boy right there. Now, at the end of the mother day, and he took the words that was going to come right out of my mouth. In the midst of all of that, their children are in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. They are under attack. And in the midst of just coming together and humanity, like, that shit's supposed to kick in the time of war. Hey, shit, we together. They like, no, hold up. Let the whites in first and you wait. I was watching Tariq Nasheed earlier tonight, and he was on fire tonight. I was listening to it from a distance. I was in the kitchen, but I had the TV all the way up, the sound bar all the way up. But he killed it tonight. He put up a tweet that an African man said they was trying to leave Ukraine, and they got on the train. It was him and two other Africans. When they got on the train, the police came and dragged them off the train, dragged them off. And he said I don't blame them. I blame the African leaders. So in the midst of all of this shit, Mr. African man, you still choose to blame your own people for another government that don't give two fucks about you. How much ass kissing can you have? I'm going to talk to y'all Africans tonight. Y'all are a bunch of punks. Y'all are too nice. Y'all will kiss ass, but look at us and talk down on us. We don't have the same culture. We are not the same. No, we are not the same, niggas. We are from a tribe near the dirt pile by the tree in the Congo, where the pygmies come out the ground and give you oranges because they know you starving. I'm not trying to be funny. I just don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas is something else. And y'all still blaming somebody else that look just like you for being in a country that don't even look like you, all white. And you cannot see white supremacy in front of your face. And some of them, they did call it white supremacy, but you too late. We've been calling this shit since forever. It's, white supremacy runs and rules in all activity, in all spaces and activities. You know what I'm saying? They rule on every level. And y'all don't get it. So by us being the ones who speak about it, fight the system, and say, hey, we all together, man. Yo, look, man, you come over here. You come over here. Listen, man, look. I fought for you in the midst of we getting lynched and water holes and put in jail, all types of shit. I remember the, these little kids, like, I think it was in Mississippi, Alabama. They locked up like 2,000 teenagers just for protesting. It is time to clean house. Let these niggas hold their own nuts. Let them niggas go through their own shit. Don't come. It's like God. A lot of people use God when they are in the time of need. They recognize God when they are in trouble. When they really need something, where there's no other way to look, now you want to pray. We've been saying, hey, come over here. You like, I'm not fucking with you. No, I'm going to fuck with Zaddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm with the white man. He gave me my visas. I don't want to mess up my visas. Fuck you niggas. So now in this time of need, I don't think no black person should put up any goddamn videos, any posts Let them niggas fend for themselves. Let them fend for themselves. Let them niggas fend for themselves. Everybody let us fend for ourselves. We get shot up and this, down the third, unarmed. It's us. I don't see no fucking African or probably no other fucking immigrant out there marching with us. Now, I'm not going to say some may not have been, but it's really true. Y'all, especially Africans, y'all niggas don't give a fuck about what happened to us in the fucking street. Y'all niggas don't care. So why should we care about you? And I'm telling you, I'm still Pan-African by default. But I'm going with reality. I am saying, fuck y'all. That's it. We have to really start putting them barriers up. Because at the end of the day, everybody use us for their benefit and discard us. And we know that. They don't care about us. Now, with this fight, I'm going to play some of the Tariq Nasheed shit too. Now, when it comes to the reparations, everybody, now they want to jump on our bandwagon now because it's African-American. No, nigga, no. The only people who got away with it was the small hats because of the shit that happened in Germany. They found a way because they got a lot of shekels, they got a lot of money, and they got America in their pocket. They made sure every year until this world blows up, I mean like literally blow up, be extinct, America is going to be paying them billions of dollars annually, which they've been doing. Those are only ones that the shit didn't even happen on this soil, but these people, us here who pay taxes, have to give them money annually. That's been over 30-something years now. Annually, they get our money for some shit that happened in fucking Germany. Ain't that a bitch? That is not new news. What I'm saying is not... Listen, laugh, guys, and gossip. I didn't say don't care about them. Only thing I'm saying is let them deal with it themselves. Okay, so let me tell you something. So let me ask you something, laugh, guys, and gossip. Do you really think they care about you? See, here's where, you see, we are good-hearted people. We are caring people. We do have sympathy. We show people love. We have empathy. We have that. That's one thing that we do. We are show that we care because we understand pain. We understand that shit. Do they care about us, though, ma'am? That's what I want to know. They wouldn't give two fucks about you. So care all you want. And I seen your post on Instagram. I ain't mad at you with the song on there. I give two fucks about it. Because you know why? They don't give a fuck about us. We was over here slaving. Did these niggas come on a canoe for us? Did they come to try to save us? After not even coming to save us for over 400-something years, we protested. We marched. We went to the... We marched and got hit upside the head. I remember it was in Martin Luther King. Was he in Chicago? I think he was in Chicago somewhere and he got hit in the head with a rock. He was like, I've been used to getting hit in the head with a rock. Like, you know how many times he got hit in the head with a rock? Boulders. Son, fought for you niggas. To even come over here after you niggas didn't even come over here and try to help. Y'all niggas wasn't even fighting for us to come back home. Y'all niggas ain't do shit. Y'all niggas did nothing for 400 years. The only shit y'all did was get off the boat, get off the plane. It'd be right by the, in Manhattan, where that's at, by the Honda Tunnel and shit like that, Canal Street and all that shit, in Times Square selling fake-ass watches. That's all we get from y'all. Seeing y'all motherfuckers, I got watches. You want to buy a watch? You know what I'm saying? Open up your jacket. You got fucking mad fake-ass watches and incense and shit. That's what y'all niggas came over here to do. Y'all ain't never do nothing. And then try to separate. Look, everybody get it. How the fuck can y'all say that shit about the next nigga that live, that could be your family or somebody that's from your hood, your neighborhood? And they could do some just the littlest fucked up shit, and you cut them niggas up, man. I ain't fucking with that nigga. Walk by him, don't give him a pound, no dap, no hug, no nothing. But you can't do that to these motherfuckers who never gave a shit about you, let you know they don't give a fuck about you, and y'all niggas wanna y'all wanna play the violin. It took me a long time to get here. I was never like this. And let me make this clear, and I said this before, let me make this very clear. And Tariq Nasheed is not the reason why I'm like this. I've been felt this way because of the shit that I experienced and what I saw. And all the grandmasters is lifting y'all niggas up, putting Africa on the map, and empowering the people in Africa. Malcolm X came and did a tour in Africa. Like, come on. And we influenced a lot of y'all over there. And what happened? Y'all slap us in the face like, fuck you, I got that. Like from the giddy up. You know how long they've been fucking, Tariq don't know those people. Listen, let me tell you something. Do you have to know somebody personally to know exactly what they think? So you telling me they don't, the phone lines is open, the phone call in. In this moment, I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to see I don't want to see no letters. Call the fuck in. If this is how you feel, we're not going to argue. I need to be relaxed. That's what I need. I don't know why I'm all, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but I need to relax a little bit, but it's kind of hard. Somebody call in. Let me hear it. The thing I don't like is when people have not a disagreement, but their own opinion. It will only be in the goddamn comment section. There's a number right there. We not going to argue. Laugh gags. Let's get it. Call in, son. Everybody has their own opinion. Call in. Call in Ms. Gags. That gag would probably get me, but I understand the laugh gags. You gag when you laugh, but my mind be somewhere else when I hear gagging. But let's continue. You want to call in? Okay. I was going to add on to it, but there's no need. Let me just stop. No, ain't no pause. I'm talking about the female gagging, goddammit, on the sausage. Nigga. There's no pause where my mind was going. So it ain't no pause. Uh-huh. Africans don't hate Black Americans, y'all. Nobody's not saying that they do. But there is a tribalism shit that they have. They do have a separation. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. How is it that every African that you may speak to, especially the little young ones as well, they will tell you how their parents feel about dealing with us? They do separate. I'm trying to see, this is going to be something, man. This is going to be a real war to try to get some kind of reparations, to get some kind of compensation, because we are just too gullible. It's not hate. It's just seeing the bullshit for what it is and letting everybody else fend for themselves. How is it that they let us fend for ourselves but expect us to rally for them when it's in their time of need? Why we have to rally for them? I'm pretty sure they're expecting a whole bunch of protest blacks running down the street. Help them out. Bring them back. All this shit. And they're going to come in here like, thank you, nigga, and keep them moving. Like, y'all niggas, I don't know what's up with y'all eyes. I don't know what's up with y'all reading things. But at the end of the day, y'all don't get it. At some point that the line has to be drawn. It is like you and your girl had an argument, but y'all got to sleep in the same goddamn bed. There is a line, ass cheek to ass cheek, and y'all both facing the wall. You have to draw that line in the bed, baby. You have to draw that line on the field. You have to draw the line. And I don't think anyone gets it yet. it's taken us a long time to wake up, but we are waking up. A lot of things are being revealed. The narrative have been changed. There's being a paradigm shift right now. And it's either you going to wake up or you're not. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm just going to play some of his stuff, man. And I'll give some examples. Let me pull up some of his shit. I got a shout out to that dude, man. I got a shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I give always respect when respect is due. And he's definitely exposing a lot. And we just have to take it for what it is. I ain't gonna say that. Nah, I keep that to myself. I about to say something. You know, I always go a little extra with stuff, but I'm not gonna say that. All right, let me go pull something up. Hold on. Not this one. Let's check this out.
Let's get
Let me go to the 50th mark. Let me see.
Suffered and built.
Hold on.
And didn't get compensated. And the negative pushback was passed down to me.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think this government is going to offer you that? $20 trillion, do you think this government?
For nothing. We have to push and make it happen, sir. But we're foundational Black Americans.
Just check it out.
We can do that. When we get our minds right, we get whatever we want.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I'm just saying, what do you think?
Hold on. Let me read that. Hold on. You said what? You said, hold on, where you at? You said you're so clued up on us not helping Americans, but don't know the state of Africa at all. Destiny Love Media Production. Evidently, you from somewhere. You from Zimbabwe or somewhere. There's love here, but I need you to call in. What's your name again? Destiny Love Media Production. Are you from the diaspora? Please let me know. We are not going to argue. We're just going to have a respectful dialogue. I've done a lot of research on Africa, okay? So I may not know the people personally. I may not know some of the presidents of certain countries or whatever, but I do know a few things that you will be able to agree with. Do you think we are ever going to get anywhere with your kind of attitude? I'm from Nigeria. I want you to call in. See. Can you call in, please, so we can have this discussion? And that's good. You're from Nigeria. I'm not. See, if this is your first time being here, then granted. And I don't think this is the first time. But I am not painting a broad brush. I'm not casting a wide net and saying that all Africans are that way. But you cannot sit up here and deny that y'all don't like to associate yourselves with African Americans. Is that true or that is not true? And it was plenty of people who called it to my show have done said these things, that they know people. Even in their family, they have been taught before even coming to this continent on who to stay away from. You can't tell me that stuff is not true. I would like to know are you going to call in? See, here's the thing. You're not going to call in because you don't want me to trap you into that corner. That's why I'm glad that y'all came out. Y'all stuck your head out. With some little animals, not the groundhogs, but the little motherfuckers who be standing up looking all day. Little animals, like little dogs and shit. They be on their Tuesdays looking all day like this. And they go on the ground. They do this every 6 seconds. And y'all called into the show, and he gets to show and expose the feeble-minded thoughts that y'all have about us. And about our culture. We don't have no culture and all this stuff. This is why I'm telling y'all, look, at the end of the day, he is exposing a lot. I guess it's Warhol. Whatever it is, you don't have to call in because I know you ain't going to call in. All you're going to do is type. This is not an argument. If, let me ask you something. I've been watching you for years, and I really enjoy your concert, but tonight I just got the vibe. I'm not calling because I can't at the moment. If you got what WhatsApp number, we can go. My WhatsApp number is my real number, so that's not going to pop. That ain't going to happen. I do have a WhatsApp, but it links to my, so I can't do that WhatsApp shit. I can't do that. Nah, that's linked to my number, and I don't do those fake numbers only. It's and I know you've been watching me for a minute because I know I remember the name. It's coming to me, so I know you've been here for a while. Yes, and you know, so if you understand my content, you've been watching me for years, you know I always been on the love for Africa. You know that. It's still there. But why reality can't sink in? You know I'm telling. I want to ask you one question. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question, Destiny. Real shit. Let me ask you a question. Trying to formulate how to ask this question, but have there ever been any oral stories being passed down, like from your great-grandfather to your grandfather to your father to you, so forth and so on, about foreigners coming to your land on a boat and snatching y'all up and putting y'all into slavery? I would like to ask that question and see if I get a real answer. And that part two of that question is that, do they teach the history of slavery that happened in Nigeria in your schools in Nigeria? I would like to ask that question because I am going somewhere with this. I would like to know. Please, talk to me real quick. Let's get it. Come on now. Destiny. Hold on, Dimples. We already know that. Don't say nothing. That's why I want nobody to answer a goddamn thing. I already know. I already know the answer. What's your name again? I forgot that bad. Destiny. All right, Unseen, thank you for your donation. I appreciate you, sweetie. You already know it's love. Shout out to you, baby. Yeah, I know I ain't asked for donations all night, but if you would like to show love, I ain't been here in so long, it shouldn't bother you. Oh, I don't see Destiny. What's up, baby? Okay. You probably going to give me a long-ass paragraph, and I'm not going to read all of it. The answer is no. So they feed off our fucking story, some shit that even happened on your soul. You come over here, and then when you want to reap the benefits, now you no. We need to get paid, too, because we are the descendants of slaves. We that's a writ, too. We are told the land of America is free and great. We learn about the invasion of white people coming to Africa. No. That is not the question, ma'am. See, I sound so intimidating, right? Now I'm trying to intimidate. I need to revamp my approach. So if I'm coming off this way, I promise you it is I'm not mad or upset or anything. So and this is for everybody. I apologize if I may come off a little harsh. I can't help it, and I need to work on it, okay? But it's all out of love. We don't talk like that. Please stop. Look, I don't care about your accent. Be honest. So we ain't going to go there, and I ain't trying to learn it. So if you want to go there with it, so please stop. I don't care two fucks about it. How about that? And you go unsub too. After all that shit I just said about don't take it personal and all that, I'm definitely a Gemini trapped in a goddamn Capricorn body. But it's all right. I said specifically Nigeria. We know there were places where there was slavery, where they invaded and took people. I'm talking about Nigeria specifically. You're not going anywhere? Hey, that's even better. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. All right, well, thank you, Destiny. Thank you. Don't, because you know I'm not coming with hate. I've just been on the short chief bus for a long time, and I need some reeling. Okay? Maybe. And now let me stop. For y'all really think I'm crazy, even though I think something wrong with me, but I'm so of a nice person. Okay, so if anything, I don't, all over Africa, people were taken. Not all over. It's specific parts. It's specific parts. So it's not the whole damn continent. Sorry. That nigga said, my helmet cracked. All right, we're going to get back to this, man. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get back. Shout out to Sun, though, for real. Oh, hold on. Somebody called in. Hold on. Let me take this call. Area code 848. Who the hell is this now? What's up?
What's up, man?
How you doing? What's going on? Where you from?
I'm good. I'm from Africa, dude.
All right. So what is
I'm
it that
Liberia.
You
have? Liberia.
Okay. So let me ask you, well, is there anything you need to say?
No, just listening to you. You said you want somebody to call in from Africa, so that's what I'm doing.
All right. How long you been here?
I came on when I was 11.
Okay, so you've been here for quite some time, right?
Yeah, a long time.
Did anybody in your family or anybody that's from the diaspora before you got here gave you the heads up, like, to stay away from, you know, the blacks? Have this ever crossed your mind or this has ever been told to you?
Never, honestly.
Okay, all right. But is it true that that does happen?
The Africans that I know, no, they never went through that.
So they haven't.
Like honestly, like most Africans are actually doing America. To be honest with you,
they doing, you know what?
They adore America, like they want to be like them. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like they got like different parts of Africa. You know, I think Africa got like 54 countries. But only four is not colonized because they are not recognized by the UN. But only the 50 is colonized. And they are recognized by UN. But in Africa, it's like, honestly, it's like, how can I put this? We are like open-minded, to be honest with you. Like, you know what I mean? There's no hate, nothing like that. I got a lot of like, black American friends. You know what I mean?
Right. Now,
I hang out with.
Now, I wouldn't say, see, this is what I'm saying. There's a specific kind or certain kind of people. Let me retract that. All Africans is not the way that some are. All of them is not the same. But there is a lot. And I'm talking about my own experience, not just hearsay or what I hear on the internet, that I guess stick with that tribalism and they stay away from black folks. Like I said about going to, even when they be in a cab, some of them be very disrespectful. I'm there with me and my child. I'm holding my son. He's 15 to 18 months years old, and we just got two little suitcases. This dude popped the trunk open and looked at us because we are black and jumped right back in the cab and just had us put our own stuff in there. When that specific place, when they pick up people with luggage, they helped them with their luggage. Since he seen us, he jumped back in his car and had an attitude the whole ride. There is a lot of nasty, mean Africans out there. And I'm talking about experience. So my experience, nobody can't debate that because that's what I saw. And I will say, I said before, not to talk too much, but I did say I met more good than bad. So then I'm going to put that on record again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been through that too before myself. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not only like to just Americans. Sometimes they do that to Africans too. So it's like both ways. It's not like oh, they are targeting just America. You get what I'm saying? It just got some people that are just ignorant. You get what I'm saying?
Tribalism. So y'all bring the same mindset that y'all have with each other over there, y'all bring it here. But when y'all come here, and there's a town where there's more Africans, y'all move into that same area, and then y'all, I guess, keep the tribalism going. But since y'all in America and y'all all from the same continent, y'all stick together. Y'all stay in your own little bubble. Not saying that y'all wouldn't associate with Black Americans, because you have no damn choice. We everywhere. But y'all still keep that mindset, though.
It's not all African, though, honestly. Because where I live right now, I live around, like, mixture of people. I don't even live around African.
It is tribalism. And, all right, so now I'm going to turn the temperature up. So when it comes down to, I hate to say Black Lives Matter, but Black issues, being killed by unarmed, being killed while being unarmed, and all these protests and all this stuff, even when I could say our grandmasters was talking about Africa and pushing the history around, there was no Africans there to even support. There has never been any support by any continental Africans as far as any movement of ours. Maybe one or two. I won't say it hasn't been none. It's been very small with no support, and we are talking about y'all and things of that nature. I know that's a loaded question, but hopefully you can answer that.
So, again, can you repeat, because that was too long. Can you repeat yourself one more time? Yes, but slowly, phrase by phrase, so I could just answer you. You know what I mean?
Why do Africans do not support any African-American movements?
Not all African, like I said. Most Africans support that too, honestly. Like in Minnesota, when George Floyd got killed, there were so many people from my country marching, protesting. Not only my country, but from other countries in Africa. They were protesting too. And then even in New York, people were protesting. Even right down where I stayed, in Freehold, people were protesting.
Okay, now I won't sit here and say that it may or may not happen. Do you think, when it comes to the reparations of the Black Americans here, do you think that all the people from Africa that's here, that migrated here, and other people who are classified as immigrants deserve to be a part of our reparations package? Do you think that y'all and everyone else deserve reparations?
Honestly, to be honest with you, I think it's only like the Black American that was born. Yeah, I think that's my honest opinion. That's my honest opinion. And another thing is, I got my own shit, so I don't need. You know what I mean? I don't need that. You get what I'm saying? I work hard for my own shit. But to be honest, like, I think the Black Americans should have been reprimanded a long time ago. Like, long, long time ago. So if that didn't happen back then, I don't think it ever going to happen. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that should have been an issue that should have been solved a long time ago. You get what I'm saying? Like, common example, like, there should be free schools for African-American students. Like, it should be like a full-ride scholarship, honestly. It should be
They have it for Indians, free school and all that stuff. They got it for them.
Yeah, but yep. I mean, like, for college, you know what I mean? Universities, because universities, they're very expensive. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, and they should, but
And they should be, like, free health care. You know what I mean? They should have, like, a free health care system for that, too.
America would never do that. They are not Cuba. They are not Libya. Because Libya was like that. Rest in peace to Gaddafi. Because he was definitely doing the right thing. So shout out to peace. But, like I said, all Africans, we can't put everybody in the same box. So you are, I guess, one of many that believe that only African Americans should get the reparations that was born here. So all I can say is I could just put you in the good category. I got nothing else to say. Anything else you need to say?
No, that's it. You know, I'm just trying to clear things out. That's all, you know what I mean?
And look, and let me say this. Like I said, the love is always there. I'm just stopping the love for those who don't have love for ours. So there's love. There's always going to be love there. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm only messing with those who mess with mine. So, you know, I fuck with you. So I appreciate you calling in and giving your thoughts, man. So salute to you, and I hope you continue to watch the show.
Yeah, I fuck with you, man, dude. I fuck with you. You know that.
Thank you, King.
I've been to that a long time ago. You know what I mean?
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Much love, man. Liberia. Peace.
Peace.
See, now, that's a good thing. See, I like stuff like that. And Walter Sniper, I want you to call in Walter Sniper before I play the rest of the video, because I want to play this video and get out of here, because I gotta be somewhere at 11:30 in the morning. So I'm really trying to make this short. Okay, I get you. All right, it's not all, but the few make us look bad. You goddamn right the few going to make y'all look bad. You taking my Caribbean card? You stupid. Nope. Nigga, I'm a Jamaican forever, baby. Know what I mean? I told you I'm the biggest Jamaican on the planet, man. Word up. Yo, did y'all see the Pastor Mike shit? Yo, they had, what's her name? Nancy something, the one, when she came on, I damn near fell off the bed. They should have let that be the last song, man. They made Shaggy the last song, man. You're my darling angel. You wanna friend, not in me, baby. You are my angel. You my... Come on, don't get me singing out this motherfucker. Listen, I can sing. I think I can sing. Like, if I really wanna, I think I got it. I'm telling you, I can sing, son. I can sing, son. I done caught myself singing a good note, and it was good. I'm like, God damn, nigga. Okay. Okay, I really think I can sing. I'm going to put the number in right now, Miss B. All right? 519. I think I can sing. Told you I'm going to sing these bitches' panties off, motherfucker. Okay? Don't let me get the singing that what's his name? Lenny Williams and this motherfucker. And you ain't the one to stand me. Even when I say it's true. Don't fucking play with me out here. Don't play with me out here. Baby, thinking of you. Trying to be more of a man for you. And don't start no shit, nigga. I'll be... Shit. All right, man. Call in, goddammit. What's up? All right, it's right there, Miss B. And can you drop the link? Because I have a lot to say about these immigrants. Oh, apartment available? Oh, nah, you're going to be talking for like 6,000 years. I already know who you is. Yeah, they watching me, man. I was looking out the window. I seen some motherfuckers on a roof with binoculars. Man, I know where your crazy ass is. Apartments available in New York City. Ain't no apartments available in New York City. Nigga, a closet costs $1,400 to live in. You got to fucking cook and wash your ass in the same room. Shit. Come on, Ms. B. New York prices is high, the motherfucker. Yo, and I've been on a wagon too, so I got damn, I wish I could carry this camera downstairs. I got my wheatgrass. I got my sea moss. I got my soursop leaves. I've been drinking that. I've been going in for the past 2 days. I got soursop leaves. I got my collagen powder, flaxseed, black seed, sea moss gel. I got the green antioxidant tea. I got all that shit, man. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Because I've been drinking quite too much. So hold on, Ms. B, what's your area code? Matter of fact, all right, look, it's two numbers, Jersey and 917. I'm gonna go to Jersey, 201. What you want, goddamn it?
201, Ms. B. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Oh, 917 is crazy. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. B. What's up, baby?
But first, I want to thank you for, you know, bringing this to the forefront. You are doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
And to just keep it on topic.
Yeah.
Hell no. No. We should mind our business.
Mm.
We minding our business. Straight up. Straight up. Because, I am a black girl. I'm a black girl. Born in America. I don't really call on platforms like this, but you're different. So I just felt comfortable. So what I'm going to say now, I've sat back and I've watched and I've been on different platforms and I've seen different things and heard different things. And I feel like we should just sit back and mind our business because, like you said, when it's time for us, when it's something going on with us, they don't step up. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They straight up. We don't see no Trinidadians, Jamaicans, Africans talking about some black. We don't see them. We see a whole bunch of ops, a whole bunch of white people out there pretending. Y'all not out there with us. Y'all not out there, period. And I say, hell no. Sit back, go to work, take care of our kids, and mind our motherfucking business, period. Period.
Hold on. MB and Walter Sniper saying that you lying. Well, stop lying.
Lying about what? What am I lying about?
They ain't being specific, but they saying what you, basically what you saying. And what I'm saying is if they feel that way, why they can't call in and to share?
Exactly. In the chat, they talking in the chat, but you ain't coming up saying nothing. Voice your opinion. Call in. I've never called into a platform, like I said. But this time right here, it's time for us to mind our business and let them fend for ourselves. They over here, they rotting on our backs. Everything, they rotting on our backs. No, we're not doing that no more. This on y'all. And let me tell you, I have Caribbean friends. They don't say they African-American Jamaican. They don't say they African-American Trinidad. No, they're Trinidad. They're Jamaican. They don't claim none of that other part. But me, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm African-American. I'm black. Man, fuck that shit. Fuck this shit. I'm black first. I'm American, and y'all not going to be coming over here riding on our backs. And then when we got something going on, y'all silent. Y'all sitting in y'all homes with 12 people in there paying one mortgage. No. But then when we going through a struggle, y'all ain't nowhere around. But we supposed to jump out now because they don't understand. When the white people see y'all, all they see is your skin color at the end of the day. You could be Jamaican, African, Nigerian, Liberian, whatever. I don't care what you call yourself.
Hold that thought. Some of y'all is saying that she's buggy, she's lying. Now, how is it that there is some, I'll just say immigrants, right, that's in these certain political spaces where they undermine black people? That is true, though. Y'all can't say that it's not. Y'all can't say that is a lie.
They do not associate themselves with us.
They trying to undermine us getting reparations and everything. And that's why Walter said a few comments ago talking about that Tariq Nasheed got people lost with. I'm paraphrasing. No. Just because you disagree, that don't make him wrong. And he's showing you. And experience shows the same thing. So just because you don't do it, just because you, your mother, your father, your immediate family is not on that type of time, that don't mean everybody else that comes from your continent is not on that type of time, or your island that's not on that type of time. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying that he's just...
I'm not saying everybody.
I can't get with that.
I'm not saying everybody, but there's an undertone. When they come over here, there's an undertone about them. They don't be like, oh, we rocking with y'all. No. When you come over here, you're Nigerian or you're Trinidad or you're Jamaican or you're Haitian. You don't be like, oh, I'm African, American, Haitian. I mean, they don't do that. They don't rock with us, period. And the truth hurts. I'm sorry.
Here's the talking points. Riding on your back when we are the most educated in America. Please, lady, get educated before you say we ride on your back. Don't answer that yet. Just because
And Mike, let me tell you this. That's what they say, right? They come over here, they be like, oh, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, go.
No, they come over here and they be like, oh, we lazy. We don't have – I went to school. I got a bachelor's degree. I work in the corporate world. I work for a corporate motherfucking business. Like, we not lazy over here. We do what we got to do. We just don't brag about it. They come over here and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to school. I got 2 masters. Ain't nobody got time for that. We've been here.
And that's the thing, this is where the big-headedness come in. When you are not going to school over there, or if there's no school over here, and y'all come over here and started using the benefits that we help provide for y'all,
exactly.
And you start going to school and probably get a little job, your head is so fucking big. Like, this is your first job. When I go to, the job that I got, is this my 60th fucking job? Whoopsie fucking do. You got one job.
Come on, man.
And all of us is fucking lazy. You the one playing catch up.
We've been working.
What the fuck is y'all talking about? This is why these conversations need to be had, because this is exactly how they feel. And that's why I say, this is the time to expose you niggas.
It's
going to
come out.
Listen to me. Unsubscribe now, because I'm not going to change.
It's all coming out. How they feel, how they really feel, it's all coming out.
Y'all niggas get one job. Like, goddamn. Like, no, it don't work like that. No, y'all playing catch up, man. You playing catch up.
Yeah,
phone that you using, an African-American got up their lazy ass and made that. When you trying to travel because you just got here, the GPS, a black American female created the GPS. You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, we are so lazy, y'all. We can go on and on and on. Like,
from the nightclub to the refrigerator.
On and on. Kick rocks.
Can I make this point also? Both my parents are black.
I ain't going anywhere. I hate that shit.
Both my parents are black. I got a black mama and I got a black daddy. Both of them black. American. Like, I've been told, what I'm saying? Like, enough of this. Enough of us sitting back not saying nothing and just watch them try to play us out on the low and try to, you know what I'm saying? Like, enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to like this. You know why? Because it's the truth. They don't like the truth.
Yep.
They just want to, when they around their people, they talk about us. Just like the white people talk about us, them Africans talk about us too.
and they be using the same white people talking points. They use the same talking points that white people have. So, but in conclusion, Miss B, because I'm gonna take Miss New York Apartments, and then I'm gonna play this video. Then
all
I'm
right,
out.
Thank you.
What part of Jersey, sweetie? Oh, she hung up. God damn, you so fast, Big Toe. All right,
baby.
What's
no,
up?
No, I did not hang up. Wait impatiently.
Not
okay,
because
I'm gonna tell this story right. Okay, Apartments Available is gonna tell this story right. I live in New York City, okay, where all of the black Americans' property was given to immigrants. The only thing immigrants want with black Americans is our property, our civil rights, and our jobs. The United States government has replaced us with them. They are the new slaves. The best thing that ever happened to the United States recently was for black Americans is when Trump was in office, sending their ass back to their country. But it was very inhumane the way he did it, separating and snatching them families like in slavery. But it had to be done. Why do you think those white folks was up at that Capitol? Not because of the black man being free. You know, not because their children was in, they knew that their children won't have no jobs or nothing if everything continues the way it's going. One thing about Ms. Coleman, I'm going to tell this story right because I live among this situation. And this is what I'm fighting for, black people to stop putting a nail in their own company. 2024, I'm voting for Trump, okay, because I have to. Because if I don't, I'm going to become extinct. And let me tell you something. My children go to school with immigrants. They parents teach them black Americans ain't shit. Okay? And the government gives them our jobs, opportunity, and affirmative action. If the black American man do not sue for the treason and genocide against the ghettos of America, we going to be finished.
Tell them, Aunt Lisa, goddammit. Talk your shit, baby.
No, go ahead. I'm just trying to tell you, we have to sue. We have to sue because we have to sue Black Lives Matter. We have to sue NAACP. We got to sue the Red Cross. Everybody that's been running these charities in the name of the ghetto not giving us a damn thing.
Hold that thought.
Okay?
Hold that thought. Because I know you got a lot to say. Hold on. Now, this is why I like this kind of conversation, because I'm telling y'all, this is where you really get to see the mindset of some of them. 93 said immigrants in America working. Americans are comfortable with the American title. So you mean to tell me that there's no African? This is where we have to start taking that African American out. Black Americans
Black Americans. We definitely have to claim ourselves to be Black Americans. Sorry about that.
I know so many. This is what I'm saying. I use that shit. So, this is where you want to play tit for tat. So, we don't do shit, but should we say y'all just See, this is gonna make me want to tap on how your country look and where you come from, how you was dressed, how you was smelling, how all of that shit. Do y'all want to go there? Because y'all trying to say that we just lazy bums. Who the fuck is telling you that?
The government. The United States government is telling them this. That's who's telling them this. And that's how we being treated like underdogs.
But hold on. Go to wherever you work at, immigrant. Do you see any black Americans working there? Or is it none but immigrants? No, it is.
Thank you.
Y'all moving in on our jobs, motherfucker. What the fuck is you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yo, when I seen them black students at the border, I'm going to say you're going to stay right there and burn in ash because you won't be coming over here on top of my black ass.
And that's fucked up that it have to come down, that it have to be this way. Now it's going to be that we are hating. No, we are just tired.
The black American man should not fight.
Go ahead.
The black American man should never fight in another war until we get our 40 acres in a mule and have something to fight for. I'm not going to fight for an immigrant to get my job, have my property, and a white man to be free and rich. And them NAACP, they just took, they gave a few and didn't give me, okay? They give a few and they don't give you. They're going to get sued. The black Americans are going to get our reparations because we're going to sue the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, and every damn other charity and the United States government.
We not doing that tit for tat. You said, hold on. So sad we are struggling about what it is and we really don't care about other black people. No, what was that shit you just said up there that we talk about? Y'all talk about us and some shit like that. Oh, see how y'all talk about Africans also? Both sides are doing it. Listen, like I said, at the end of the day, we went out our way to help you get here. Y'all get
exactly here,
y'all shit on us. Plain and simple. Y'all shit on us. Of course, it's going to, when y'all in your own country, different tribes, different sets, of course, y'all look at each other, the difference between how y'all look or whatever. It may be some words, some shit y'all may not agree because of the way your certain traditions are, your cultural practices are. That tribalism shit, y'all know what it is. But so those things of us, like, examining each other and may probably make fun, that means that we can't get along to literally come together as a power unit, to have economical power to fight against the same system that treat you like shit as well. Like, what are you talking about? So that is the reason. So that would be the reason to not stand with us on this side to fight against the system and the unjustly shit that's being done. Oh, just because you said I'm an African booty scratcher. So that's what it was? So that's what it is? We came over, y'all even say thank
me?
You. No, I'm talking to
did you
motherfuckers in here. Oh. Y'all didn't even say thank you when y'all came over here. When y'all look at all
listen,
the
they look down on us, they think they better than us, and that's the absolute truth. I'm not telling no lies.
Hold on, this is my last point. When you look at all the footage from, and I mean before the civil rights, when you look at the footage, when you look at the people, they look nothing like any of you niggas that migrated over here. It's been us this whole time. Now y'all starting to be in the picture as of the last 20 fucking 30 years. Whoop the fucking do. Y'all niggas ain't been. I'm tired. I'm sorry. Go ahead and close out fucking play these videos. Go ahead.
Can I say one thing? I had to tell this African bitch off. She gonna tell me I came from her damn country. I said, bitch, that's a fucking lie. I was already here in America, and they enslaved me in my own land. And the Holy Spirit told me that, not no textbook. Okay?
Yeah, we've been here. We are a whole
different
culture.
DNA and everything. They got these white folks, they got these people giving these white folks their DNA. All they doing is cloning them. That's what that shit is about, and telling them any damn lie they want them to believe. Don't tell me where the hell I came from, because none of my family came from that damn Africa.
All right, well, look, close out, and because I'm ready. Oh, damn, there's a lot of people online. Hold on. I'm going to open the line. Area
okay,
code
567.
Nah, I'm going to make this shit short, though. Now, area code 567 and 647.
Okay, thank you.
567. What's up?
Please
mute your background. Area code 567, can you mute your background? Area code 647, can you mute your background, please?
Area code 567.
Yeah, I have a few more seconds left.
My background's not
647.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
What's up? Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm getting tired too. Go ahead.
All right, so finally I'm on air. Okay, so I've been watching you. I follow your podcast and everything.
Yes, sir.
So what I wanted to say, like, this a big confusion with the perception and misunderstanding. Like, I'm from what I'm getting is, like, Americans.
What happened? Is something, it must be on your end because I'm on another, I was on another screen. Are you there? Area code 647. I don't know what happened. Call back in. Call back in 647. Call back in. Cause I want to play some this video so we can get up out of here, man. Shit, I'm about to go file my motherfucking taxes. Goddamn it, wear it up. Shit. When I tell y'all I got some shit coming, man. I'm telling y'all, I'm not playing, y'all. I'm gonna have some shit for y'all, especially the ladies and the fellas, man. So when I get everything straight, I ain't going to be going live or making any videos. Shit, not like I do it now. And that's why I know some, why my views be low a little bit and shit like that. I get it. But like I said, this is not the only thing that I'm getting into. So, but I'll be back on YouTube. Area code 567, what you want now?
Yo, man, I just want to say, man, all this back and forth shit between Black Americans and African Americans or whatever you want to call it. First off, I'm going to say this before, because I know you're trying to get up out of here, bro. Fuck Trump. You ain't, motherfucking niggas ain't got to vote for Trump. Niggas just need to get together and sue these motherfuckers. Cause I do agree with that part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With the, you know, old lady said, we do need to do that because, now, I know in the beginning, everything was black, you know, Black Lives Matter and, you know, AA and all that other shit. But it was took over by the, I'm not going to say the J word, but that's who took it over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. But that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? Shit was took over. Shit was, you know, people got manipulated and shit, and shit was flipped. But we do need to sue, though. But all this back and forth shit, I don't like that shit. Because we all, at the end of the day, we all niggas. I don't care what nobody say.
I don't like it either. I want all of us to get along. But at some point, they feel like, you know, they're their own group of people. Because if that's the case, why is it not happening? You know, what was the reason for it not to happen? They didn't want to get there. I really feel like the majority of it has to do with not ruffling the feathers because they the ones that got their green cards by them. They don't want to mess up the system, so they have to go back to their land. So I'm not going to associate myself with these people because if I do associate, they can send me back to my country, and I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to go back home. I want to stay here where they helped me get here so I can use all your benefits and stay away from your ass. I think that's what it is. They don't want to ruffle the feathers.
I'm not going nowhere I'm not from. You know, it's no disrespect to Africa. My great-grandfather was African. You know what I'm saying? I only got a chance to know him for 3 years, you know what I'm saying, and don't really remember because I was a baby, but
right. It's...
It's Black Americans that act like that too, though. You
know,
that they got a problem with Africans. Like, motherfucker, we all niggas, man. Like, this back and forth shit, this is bullshit, man. And that ain't doing nothing but exciting white people. They like to see us go back and forth. Like, look at these stupid niggas. They going back and forth. They don't do that shit. You don't see the Italians doing that shit. So it's like, come on, man. You don't see the Italians and the Guineas doing that shit.
Absolutely not.
It's just us, man. That's
right,
it. It don't make no goddamn sense.
Listen, they use people. Listen, the only reason, if we were as one as a unit, they wouldn't be able to find certain people who are from different countries and continents that have the same complexion be put in these little positions in politics that undermines black people. They use their token people who's from the Caribbean, right? The certain people who is from Africa to push the black narrative, which they don't associate with, but they are there to speak as if they speak for all black people. There's more layers to this whole situation. There's many layers. They won't get a regular black American to put in those seats to speak for black America, because at one point we're not going to forget our people here. Now, the people who don't identify with black people that be in those political positions are easily brought to be put in the seats to speak for all black people. All of them is from the Caribbean, and some is from the diaspora who undermines slavery. I mean, the reparations and all that is there. So there's many layers. So that's another reason why. Let them hold their own nuts, because they don't have black people in their best interests. So when it comes down to that, I stand where I stand. I'm on this side, and I'm drawing that line only for some, not all, but most of you niggas. That line is drawn. Sorry.
I mean, we had Obama, man, but the problem with that was, like I said, man, presidents ain't number pawns anyway. So it's like. And you know, Trump was stripped, so I'm not worried about him trying to get back in office, man. And what I'm worried about is what's gonna happen with black people, man. Like, stop relying on these presidents and thinking these presidents about to change. Ain't nobody about to change nothing, man. Ain't nothing about to change, because we ain't sticking together. That's the problem.
And that's what we need to do.
That's the only way, man. Like, if we did, because there's more of us than it is them. Niggas don't understand that. It's more of us.
Let me ask you a question.
Way fucking more.
Let me ask you a question. Is there more people that's FBAs that's speaking unity, that we should all, it should be all of us coming as a collective, than Africans and other people from the Caribbean that speaks about we all should come together? I don't hear that. I don't hear the trumpet blowing on that side. I've never heard the trumpet blowing. We all should come together. I don't hear that trumpet blowing on that side. I hear it.
I don't hear that trumpet blowing on this side either.
No, not no more.
See, I agree with that.
Wait. So you meaning to tell me? Let's go to the Puerto Rican black guy, Schomburg, with the world's largest black history library, Schomburg. Let's start with him. Then let's go to John Henry Clark. Let's go to Dr. Ben, Walter Williams. Let's go to all of those people who done blew the trumpet. No, you shut up, Destiny. Can you just want him to hear what you want to hear? I don't care. You can call him yourself. Fuck out of here. All these grandmasters who fucking, like, promoted or romanticized Africa this whole fucking time. Anthony Browder, let's keep going. There's more.
That's the problem, though.
No. Yeah, there is a problem, because we've been doing it, and these motherfuckers just been watching the same.
No. I ain't trying to cut you off, big homie. But I'm just saying, like,
give me
when
some
you
of
said,
the names that they're blowing the trumpet for us. Not one. Where they at?
No, I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying is, when you said the trumpet was blown, yeah, it was years ago, and you said we got to keep it going. That's the problem. We ain't, because we too busy killing each other.
I'm not saying
that's a problem, bro. We too busy killing each other.
All of
that's
us
why.
Ain't killing each other. There's other people who's not out there that's like me. I'm not in the streets no more. I ain't shooting my bang, 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 bang. So there is a
but
lot
that's
of
a problem, though.
A lot of us can change.
The killing is a problem. Like, if that shit stopped and we got together, Huh? What?
I'm not going to use that we killing us excuse when it comes down to certain things.
Well, it's not an excuse because it's happened. But what I'm saying is if we all got together and we stopped doing that, things would be different. Like if black people actually stopped killing each other and we came together, it'd be different. It'd be different, man. Because, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, we weren't doing that, man. We wasn't doing that shit to each other, man. That's I feel like that's not an excuse because it's happened. It happens all the time.
Right. They created that.
We wasn't doing that shit to each other. 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we weren't doing that shit to each other, man. It's like, but you're right about the party shit. It is always an African. It's always somebody that I feel like don't like black Americans. So I agree with that. And you could tell by the way they talk. You don't see certain people getting with them when you say you don't see us on that stand. No, you ain't gonna never see that unless we get together, stop killing each other. That's a problem. That's a big problem, man.
No, I can dig it.
I'm with you. Like when I be watching the news and shit, I know a lot of them Africans don't like black Americans. I know they don't.
And people from the islands as well.
But that's
the same
before they get initiated into that seat, because you always got to do some dirty shit to be in them seats. That's a fact. When them motherfuckers be getting in them seats, I guarantee you, bro, before they get to sit down, they ask them, you know what I'm saying? They pick their brain to see what kind of black motherfucker they are. You want all the black people to get along, huh? We can't have that. So I know what be going on up there, man.
Right.
They pick their brain to see what side they on.
They screen them. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why you don't see black Americans in them seats, because they don't want us in them seats.
Exactly.
But how are we going to get in them seats if we killing each other, though? If everybody getting taken out, how are we going to get in that seat?
Are you telling me there's no, we can look it up right now. There are a lot of African Americans who are in the political field. They're not killing.
Yeah, man, but they're not speaking for us, though.
Thank you.
Because they can't. They're not allowed to.
Wait a minute. So you already making my point. It doesn't matter if we're killing each other.
No, I'm on your side. I agree.
They're going to screen each and last one of them to see where your mindset is. We could kill each other all day. There are people who's out there that's not in the streets.
Yeah.
Every black person's not in the street. I know quite a few that's not in the street, that's never been in the street. So, yes, a lot of us is killing each other, but that don't take up the hunt. All of us? No. There's black people in the
community,
and they screen them. If they create the game, they could change the game. If they made the rules, they could break the rules. We are playing their game. So because we're killing each other, that's not an excuse. Those are one of the mishaps that we have. But that's it's many layers to that. And that's why, like you said, 40 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, we wasn't never like that. They created who we see. They created that. They stopped all the jobs from happening for black men. Once we felt that their water tasted more crispier, that baseball league was way better, and da 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 da, that was it. They put the pieces in play. They controlled the economics and then put the welfare, kicked the men out. No structure. They created those things and then pushed crack in it and then stopped you from working like that. Only hire certain people. What the fuck you think is going to happen? You are creating a people to be this way. We are molded to who we were.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing. I'm just saying, if we did stop killing each other, man, things would be different, man. It'd be different, man. But it is layers to it. But at the same time, we gotta stick together, man. But we can't. Everybody killing each other, man. We don't know how to get along. And black, I'm talking about black people, black Americans. We got an issue. The African Americans is different. They actually stick together. That's the problem.
Well, hold on. MB, I don't know if you you said we should stop blaming Africans for bad parenting and letting our sons out and join gangs. You could have worded it better, but I would say, don't y'all got kids over there walking around with AR-15s shooting other little fucking little communities and shit like that, shooting them in their fucking tents and mud huts? Little kids, you in the military. Fuck a gang. AR-15s and shit like that, shooting and killing kids and shit. Get the fuck out of here. You better go ahead with that. Talk about it. Yeah, y'all, we can nitpick. And the nitpicking that we gonna do, y'all ain't gonna like it. Let's nitpick. Let's see who feelings get hurt. It ain't gonna be ours.
No, it ain't gonna be ours at all.
Keep nitpicking. I would jump off the bridge with this shit. Let's get it. But go ahead.
In conclusion, man, I agree with you, man. I agree with the lady too. But we can't be relying on these presidents, man. These presidents, they laughing anyway, man. They laughing at us anyway, because they got them. Africans that don't like black Americans in them seats. So the black people that are in that field, they'll never be where the Africans is, though. They'll never be in that type of field, I mean, that type of seat, because they don't allow us to. So we got to get together, man, and break that wall.
Right, right. Hey, man, I want to say thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it. And, much love, King.
Man, you too, man. Hopefully things get better, man. That's all I can say.
I want it to be the same way. Word up. Peace.
Yeah, peace.
All right, I'm going to take this last call. This is going to be short, man, because I'm ready to get out of here. And then, let me address you, MB. I am black African-American. I will never blame Africans of how my kids turned out. Stop it. Who even blamed Africans for certain of our kids here joining a gang? I don't know where you got that from. I don't know what shot you took. I don't know where you at with it. But who is blaming Africans for our kids joining gangs? I'm trying to figure out where you got that from. So with that being said, I'm ready to say KMA, because I don't know who the fuck said that. That's what you got out of all this? Anyway, I don't even believe you are now. 647 area code. If you can make it quick enough, that'll be good. What's up?
Hey, you can hear me?
Sure can.
All right. So, hi, how's it going?
All right. Talk to me, man.
All right. Okay. So, I was saying before, I watched your podcast and everything, and follow the issues when, you know, the conversations, whatnot. And I probably came in a bit in the middle of the podcast or towards the end. And what I wanted to say was they have a whole mind trick going on here with the wordplay with the Americans and the Africans and the whole Africans and Americans and black Americans. All right, you're American, okay? African-American, your ancestors came from Africa centuries ago. They migrated to the Americas way before even all these other nations of mankind started getting on the field.
Facts.
So you've been in America ages before that even happened. So you're American. Yeah, your ancestors came from Africa, but that was centuries before. And after they started calling them black Americans, you're not a color in a coloring book, so don't be calling them black. Like, that's a color in the coloring book. If you want to refer to someone's textures, it's all how you let them address you. If you keep letting them address you incorrectly, they could run with this crap because they're not actually talking about you and you're not talking about yourself in a real, like, a person. Like, you're addressing yourself as a color.
Classification. So it's a status.
Huh?
For
example?
Classification. It's a status. White is a higher status. Black is of a lower status, if you look at it from a sovereignty perspective. But continue. Go ahead.
When they're talking about the black and the white back then, because it came from like an older period, that meant purity. So that's when all black people said they were white, that meant purity. White people, Caucasian people can't say that. Well, because everything is flipped on its head and we don't know what's going on, they're saying they're white and we're saying we're black. But when you look at the elements and how they're actually really registered from that perspective, from those times, white symbolized purity. So only black people can have been white because they're the only pure genes on the planet. Other races are a mixture of this and that and this and that when you get into the genetics. So when you're talking about black people, or what we say colored people, your complexion is swarthy or bronze. You're not black. So when you're saying these words, you're subscribing to, like, meanings and definitions that don't actually apply to you. So, like, you can't let them run these kind of mind tricks. That's why it's politics. They could run this stuff because we're not paying the difference. We're not paying attention to the difference between the words we're using. And we're applying all these meanings to us don't even cling to us. And they're not even looking at us as real people because we're applying all these meanings. We're not even correctly in the place in the first place.
Right.
So that's that part with the whole, like, addressing and stuff. Like I said, like, your ancestors came, like, we're common ancestors. Like, when we first, like, when you look back into the African, like, our story, it goes back and back and back and back to the point where it's landing on the earth. As the farther back you trace it, like, you start getting into, like, they're the ones who gave you the solar system. They're the ones who gave you the planets. That's all this is coming from there. So when you're looking back into it, that's the oldest stuff, the oldest text, like the Zulu, the Dogon, the oldest text you're getting back, it's all saying off planet. So when you come onto the planet, the landing place would have been Africa. Then they dispersed all over the planet. So the tribe went to the Americas, what your ancestors, you're American. The Europeans, they're European American. We know, like, There's a lot of there's documentaries that you gotta, like prime sources, documentaries you gotta look up. Like, there's literally a documentary, like, you can look this up. I'm gonna send it to you. And in the 1940s, they had Caucasian peoples coming out of like, when you hear the term, like, test tube, like, I know people are gonna be like, oh, they're just saying that this kind of stuff, or the aliens made them, but, like, in the 1940s. Like, I'm going to send it to you so you can look into this yourself. 1940s, things are not as, like, how it seems. Like, you know, like, this whole test tube and people coming out of test tubes, it gets really deep when you start to get into this whole, like, the biology and the genetics and these kind of things, where they come from. But, like, I'm going to send that to you because that you need to look
do you
into
have
that.
My,
but, like,
do you have my email? Do you have my email? Or
no,
my,
I don't have.
How are you gonna send it to me, or my Instagram?
No, you know what? Like, give me your Instagram. Then after I could send it to you because, like, I think once you see this, like, there's a whole lot, like they will never educate us on, and we have to go run around and do all this kind of stuff ourselves. And after linking it to one another, so we can get our perceptions, you know, in the same kind of page. It's just like it's a whole matrix going on, what they got going on with this kind of stuff, plus confusion. But
no,
before I send that,
go ahead.
Before, like, I send that in email, like, I wanted to touch on this whole, like, I noticed that you were saying, like, oh, the Africans don't like the African Americans, and I'm, you know, coming from African background, my family's from there, and what they do is they send pictures over here from here. You see, like, you know, black people and white people, and they send it over to Africa,
And what they see is like, oh, like they you know, they're not keeping it 100. Look at them, you know, parting up with this and taking this beast and taking this beast, and they're just, you know, throwing away everything. And that's from there, they're sending pictures from there of this pure poverty, pure struggle, pure, you know, I can't live like that. Like, people don't even got clean water. Like, how am I supposed to live like? So it's a, they're screwing the perception from both sides. You're looking over there saying you don't want to live in poverty. You know, I can't stand these kind of things. Look at my living conditions. Look at their living conditions. Although, like, for example, 90% of the world's uranium deposit comes from these lands. So, like, you know, 57% of the world's oil comes from these places. So these places are actually giving the wealth what fund these empires. But we don't want to go to the raw elements of that, you know, the structuring of it. We're, you know, okay at the you know, from the factory, once everything is made, when the deposits are shaped in there or whatnot. And then after, they're looking over here like, oh, they're you know, they're hugging up with the beast, having kids with them, you know, completely betraying themselves as, you know, these kind of things. So they're playing a mix up of perception. And then after, because of that going on, we're never, but one day, you know, it's slowing down the process of, you know, bonding and this clearness. Because once they join, you know, they're covering each other's ends, you know. We're looking for this and getting to this, and we can patch this up. We're looking to this, like, make it I was listening to the conversation you and brother were having a few minutes ago about, like, a lot of our brothers whatnot fighting each other in the streets, whatnot.
You need to breathe, like, breathe, because you're not giving yourself any oxygen to your brain or anything. You just going. Let me say this before you keep going, that I definitely understand about the propaganda that they have done. On our screen over here, we seeing little kids with the flies around their face, little bodies, big bellies and stuff like that. They depicted those images, which is true, but it's more to that. It's more beautiful than bad. So they only show the bad parts. So that made us look at Charles in a way where we want to detach or disassociate ourselves with Africa. And the same on the flip side of with the bad images and robbing and killing and stealing and gangs and all that shit, all of that plays a part with their propaganda. And we all knew this.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. But I know from that beginning when y'all like first started migrating over here after us helping, where that's stigma from the younger folks, like going to school, like, oh, I'm from Africa, like, it's shit like that. I understand on both parts. But when can we just put that shit to the side, that now we understand that was the man that was burning the bridge for us to not connect with? You know what I'm saying? They destroyed the bridge we're trying to build between us and y'all. They are the reason why. They gave us two different depictions of one another. They keep us separated. So now, since we identify the problem, it's really not me and you. It was them that made me look at you in a certain way. It was them
exactly
that made you look at me in a certain way. So if we understand that, why?
Because now we're on the same perception, it's just removing them out of that place. You know, so they can't be playing broken telephone. If you're hearing what I'm saying, I'm hearing what you're saying, we don't need someone to convey that to us, because they're not going to tell us, you know, the correct message probably. So it's just, that's pretty much what it is. We just got to have them out of that place so they're not messing up with the message.
It's easy to get them out the way. It's not talk to them. Don't associate. We associate with each other. And when we come to the table, we have all our shit together. We don't need it. I don't know why I'm not saying you, but in general, people think we need them in our conversation. We know they are the nosiest motherfuckers on the planet. We can't have them in that conversation. Like, just being on talking now, they're all in the business. There's certain shit that don't need to be said online. We don't need them in our business. That's the thing. We don't need them.
They have their places where they can have, like, private discussions and have, like, meetings, you know, about the people, the directions, you know, of what we're going and, you know, what are we doing as a people. and, you know, it's not in a public format where the whole world is kind of listening in type. And at the moment, we don't have these kind of things built, these kind of formats built. And how are we going to build them when, you know, they're, you know, playing with the satellites and they're this platform and that platform? But as like, I'm thinking when we get back into more of like, because this is not like our power base, we're removed from our power base. Like once we get more in line with our power base, there's more flexibility with it. But until we identify what that is, then we're always going to be kind of like in this, you know, not as effective as we can be, because you don't want to like you telling your plans and they're listening to exactly what it is and they know how to count you. So until like we know, you know, what we got back, until we understand our power and, you know, understand that, because that's where I think we're caught up in this these days, because we're not understanding what our power is, and we're being sold a cheap perception of what power is, and we're falling for that, and it's not living up to what it should be. And it's, you know, breeding a whole bunch of inconsistency and dissatisfaction, and just it's not, you know, filling up what it should be. And that's because we're being cheated out. And, you know, part of us realizes it, but a part of us, like the subconscious realizes it, but a conscious part doesn't realize it yet. So until we get these kind of things, you know, worked out in perception wise, you know, we're kind of always going to be kind of mixed up. But we got like people in America, in the, you know, what Northern Western Hemisphere, who are bringing knowledge to the table. And we just got to put this thing together. They weren't there to help us with it. So it's not something they can do. And all they can really do is, you know, bring confusion, you know, when it comes to it, because they didn't help establish it in the first place. You know, right, I heard you say the other day, like,
what part of Africa are you from? Where are your parents from?
Central.
Okay, it could be the Congo. It could be which one? I know the countries when I hear it. Which part?
But that's, I don't really say specifically which part, because like this whole like African, how we divide into like nations and not.
You're not proud of, huh? Of the country that you're from?
No, it's not the country that I'm from, but like when we say countries, that's almost like dividing it and putting it into like their perception, because in the days of old when we had it.
No, I got you, but we not thinking that way. What country are you from in Central Africa, sir?
We can say my family is from the Congo.
I just said the Congo. Why you just can't say the Congo?
Because like I still go off of like
the stigma that
the
comes with
we set it up.
I don't think like that.
No, like
because
when you put in like when they put this whole country game back in then they start playing with the this country is producing this and this country is producing this, so it's coming. They start throwing in the whole of winning or losing.
All right.
You're doing better. You're not doing better. Perception.
I'm trying to narrow it down. As far as conversation wise, so you're from the Congo, so you know about King Leopold III, right, or the second, right? You know about King Leopold, the British king. Testing your waters. What did he do with the people in the Congo?
The reason why he was doing that is because, like, when you get into the whole like doctrine and stuff, like he was cutting off the hands of the Congolese, because you had a lot of like what they call like Uja, you know, you hear about the mantras and the mundas energies you could pinpoint with, you know, your hands and these kind of things.
Are you sure you from Africa? I don't know. Are you sure you from the Congo?
Yeah. Like they're saying it. They're gonna give you the narrative that it's because they were stealing rubber and they cut their hands off. These kind of things.
They produce enough of rubber and they cut the hands off and shit like that.
That's their narrative.
I know that. Are you really Congolese?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, the real reason, that's not the real reason, the whole rubber thing. The real reason is because...
Go ahead. Give me the tiniest short version, because you can talk, which is, I can too, but give me the most shortest version of what you're about to say in 10 seconds.
The craft, the magic.
All right, cool. Do you think that Black Americans deserve, wait, excuse me.
Americans, don't say Black Americans, Americans, because they're the only indigenous Americans there.
I know all of those things. I am not new to that information. But like I just said, do all Americans with melanin, Black folks, I'm being distinctive, foundational Black Americans, so I'm being very distinctive. Do you think we deserve reparations only? Us only deserve reparations here on this soil?
What my perspective towards reparations is like, so like if they were to get reparations, like would everything be okay? Like, you know, everything's cool now. We got some money. We can build our land. But the thing is like, that's your guys' country. The whole wealth of it and all of its generations is yours. Taking a payout for one century is your that's cheap. American in its entirety is your inheritance, like not just one generation, not a few places.
Hold on. America is our inheritance, but we are not seeing anything of that inheritance. That's like you further letting me know who you really are. But just hold your thought. That is just like you waiting on your inheritance and you waiting for your grandmother to die, but she's never going to die. So we just waiting. So I'm just trying. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you that same question. Do you think that Black Americans only should receive reparations in America? Do you think we have the right to claim for our reparations? Do we deserve reparations?
There is the, obviously, you know, every country has been inflicted in these injustices do deserve something. But, like, I'm standing from the perspective of that's your guys' land. Like, some reparations is not going to make everything okay. Like, the old law of the world, you're going to have to fight and take everything back. Like, this paycheck, you know, payout is not going to fix anything.
Why do you think we don't deserve it?
Because I think you'd be cheaping yourself out. It's your country, the whole of it. Like, this reparation is like, so once you get reparation, everything's going to be cool. They can keep running stuff. Everything's going to be cool. We got paid.
That stuff don't even fucking matter. You could think or whatever about me. Like, just say, like, when I worked at Walmart, the attendants, they fired me. Okay, I don't give a fuck what you think about me because of that, but I am old. That last 2 weeks I've been working, and I need my unemployment. Okay. I don't care what it is, but I deserve what's expected to be given to me, what's been worked for.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's not true to you, because what you only show me is that either you're not who you say you are, or you definitely don't identify with who me and my people are, and three, most importantly, shut the fuck up, and that you don't give two fucks about us. Because who?
No, two perspectives.
Excuse me, sir. Who in a right fucking mind would have an answer like that for people who has been put in a situation they have been put in, and even to this fucking day? And you going to say, what does it matter, what that's going to do?
No, nigga, can I explain?
I asked you the same questions twice.
Working for free labor is never right. Working for free labor is never right. But at the same time, Reparations is not going to fix the problem.
Bye,
but anybody who works, you deserve that. Like, no one's working for free anywhere. They deserve that.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the descendants of slaves who bust their ass don't deserve any compensation just because they
didn't. I never said that.
So what the fuck are you saying?
I didn't say that.
What are you saying?
The people who worked, not paying them is injustice. They worked that. Of course they deserve what they worked for. But at the same time, that's your land. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying no, they don't deserve any. No, they work. And no one's working for free. They took advantage of them.
It's our land. We still have to pay rent, right? We don't have they didn't give us any casinos or anything like that. They ain't do what they did to the certain $5 Indians that got casinos now. Like, yes, this is our land.
They know where you're coming from. They know where they're coming from. Americans.
Everything that you're saying doesn't matter. If you understand, we shouldn't have to go this far deep into a conversation. Instead of you answering the question, you went exactly where we are now. This is a direct question. I asked you a direct question. You went like this with the answer. You ain't come straight. You went that way. Now, I got to follow
the question,
over here.
Like,
stay right here.
You said, do the black Americans deserve reparations? Yes, they deserve.
Fuck rocks. Kick rocks. Can't call back in anyway. Do y'all see exactly what's going on here? What kind of people that we deal with? This is why we need to have the these motherfuckers do not give a fuck. They don't care. He could be playing as a white person too, but a lot of these people have the same mindset as them. And I'm gonna play the video. I gotta go sit on my throne. So I'm gonna play this video and let y'all hear it, because some of these people from the diaspora and other islands have that same mindset and even worse. That's why I am so happy that he do those videos now and record it and speak to them, because they show their true colors, y'all. They don't give a fuck. And then on top of that, they want to get a piece of our reparations too. On top of that, and eat out our fucking plate. Just want to dip their fucking spoon in our pot of food and taste it. And you want to eat off us too? The ungrateful cousins. That's what I call them. The ungrateful cousins. And that's what I call the Israelites when it comes down to Kemet, which is Egypt. The ungrateful cousins. We done taught you every motherfucking thing, and now all of a sudden Pharaoh let me go, which I don't even know which Pharaoh it was. Moses walked, even though he learned Acts 13, Moses learned all the knowledge and the wisdom of the Egyptians. All, that means it leaves no room for excuses. Run, see the bush with fire, da 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 da. Go to the mountain, come down with tablets, which is the 42 negative confessions of my eye. All this shit. And then talk about Egypt like, man, shit. Help you niggas out. We done helped Abraham and Joseph and Jesus and Moses. We done fed all you goat herding niggas. And then y'all write a book, a Bible, to talk about Egypt as if we didn't help you niggas live. Got you away from famine, fed you. Y'all niggas even know how to read. Fed you and taught you how to write, read, and know history. We done did all this shit, helped you out, and just talk shit about us even to this day. Fake talk about put you in slavery. There's no evidence of any people being slaves that built the pyramids. There's no physical evidence to this day. By me saying that, us here fighting to get all y'all niggas here, y'all the same shit, y'all the ungrateful ass cousins. I don't want you back at my house. Only some of y'all that I fuck with. I don't want y'all niggas sitting at my table. Y'all not invited to my house anymore. Stay away or I will shoot. We have to stop playing. I told y'all, I love my Caribbean people. Sometimes I may have to keep repeating it for those who may feel some kind of way. I fuck with y'all. I done fucked a couple of y'all. Women, that is. I love the culture. I love it. Africa, I love the culture. I respect it. But some of y'all niggas, the line is drawn. I'm sorry. That's it. For those who I fuck with, that fuck with me, you mean, don't say what? I'm not saying all of y'all. MD, why the fuck it seem like nobody don't understand what the fuck I'm saying? How is it you don't understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? I'm not saying all of y'all. The ones who have that stupid-ass cooning Sambo mentality, I don't fuck with y'all. But those who fuck with us, I fuck with you. Arm around the shoulder. I fuck with y'all. That's what I'm saying. So kiss my ass if y'all don't understand. And I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers. I'm going to go take a shit and smoke a cigarette. Y'all listen to this shit. Kiss my ass.
You know, Afida, are they going to accept, you know, respiration for everyone? So 20 billion, I mean, that sounds, or 20 trillion, whatever you said.
Look at you, 20 trillion, sir.
Trillion, yeah.
Yeah, we're serious about it. We'll make it. We're going to make them do it. We're going to force that. We're going to make them do it. We're going to make sure that we get what we need, or we will not support that process. This is why the Democrats and they're scrambling right now, because they see they don't have any support. So we're going to make it happen. But it just seems like you seem like it's bothering you for some
reason. No, it just seems that you kind of, you're hating on Africans, isn't it? That's the thing, isn't it?
There we go.
You know?
Oh, I knew it was a projection coming. That's why you say it's a projection.
No, but why do you hate Africans? What have we done to you?
You centered yourself in our conversation.
I'm just saying, you know, I see a lot of hate from you. And
we're not talking about Africans.
Well, you talk a lot about Africans, especially East Africans. I don't know why you hate East Africans a lot.
You're projecting, and you centered yourself in our conversation. You called up here. I'm not in none of your spaces. You know why I'm not in your spaces?
No, I've heard a few of your spaces, and you do kind of go hard on East Africans. You kind of pick and choose as well. It's quite interesting. You kind of pick and choose who you know.
Sir, you're projecting. No, I don't, sir. You're projecting. That's you projecting, sir. You're out of sight, out of mind. Do you really think that Foundation of Black Americans, with all we got going on over here...
We're not talking about Foundation of Black Americans. We're talking about you, even.
I'm talking about me and other foundational Black Americans. Do you think we're sitting around worrying about what you're doing in East Africa? Do you really think that? Ahmad?
Well, listen, yeah, I don't think that, but you clearly do, because, you know, you talk about East Africans in a lot of your spaces.
You called my spaces up, sir, just like you're doing now. You're calling up my spaces.
No, but let me ask you a question. Why do you hate East Africans?
You're projecting, sir. Why are you projecting?
You project a lot of the time.
What do you have to hate?
No, you hate East Africans. I don't hate anyone.
Something to hate. What do I hate that you have? You have to have something to hate.
Culture. That's what we have.
Culture?
Yeah, that's what you hate.
What's your culture?
We have, what do you mean, what's my culture?
You're stuttering, sir. You said we hate your culture, and I'm asking you, what is your culture?
You know, Eritreans have culture, you know, for me, so I don't know why you asked me a question like that. You know what culture is. I replied to your question, which was...
What's your culture, sir? Wow. so quiet.
What's your culture? What's the FBA culture?
Food, every single music genre. Every single music genre, clothing.
Isn't that just African culture?
No.
Isn't part of African culture?
No.
Oh, it's R&B, not, yeah. Music,
R&B,
food.
R&B and hip-hop is not African culture, sir.
So where does it come from, then?
It comes from foundational Black Americans. Are you trying to say that hip-hop comes from Africa, sir?
Well, the people that are singing are African, so yeah, technically, yeah, it comes from Africa.
Sir, name the African Rakim.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the African,
African, you know, Rakim. Okay, then name the African Rakim or Nas.
The Africans, though, you know, the ancestors are from Africa.
Sir,
so,
if it came from Africa, where are all the African MCs that are comparable to foundational Black American MCs?
The Africans, man. It's like Nipsey Hussle. What is he? Is he an African? Are you going to claim him to be FBA?
And Nipsey is part FBA.
No. It's not FBA. Part. Come on, man. He's from Eritrea, so don't say he's part of this, part of that.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You're picking and choosing, you know, whoever you like. You're picking and choosing. Like,
sir, Nipsey was a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, no, I didn't say anything bad about Nipsey. I'm just saying that, you know, he's African.
Sir, don't go there. Don't start talking out of place now, because now you're starting to talk.
No, but Nipsey is African, isn't he? He's Eritrean, so I'm just asking you.
He's also FBA. His mother is FBA. So Nipsey is a part of our culture as well, sir. You understand that?
Yeah, he's part of your culture. Okay. What's your culture?
That's why he respected foundational Black American culture. I'm telling you our culture. Our culture is the modern toilet. Our culture is the modern refrigerator. Our culture
isn't that just the European culture?
No, it's not, sir. No, it's not. Because foundational Black Americans created those things.
Well, they created the toilet.
Potato chips, modern mac and cheese, so many other food dishes. I can just go on down the line. Dry cleaning, foundational Black Americans invented that. Part of our culture is light bulbs. We created the filament for a light bulb. That was Lewis Latimer. I can go all down the list of the foundational Black American culture is, sir. The things that you all enjoy, foundational Black Americans created those things. Hip-hop, the R&B, rock and roll, country, bluegrass, jazz, I can just go all down the line, sir. That's our culture. Our culture is enjoyed by the world. The world enjoys our culture. What's your culture? Let's see, because you got kind of quiet. I just named some
The thing is that's sir, like a subculture. You know?
Sir, I just named some of the things in foundational Black American culture. Name some of the things in yours. Go ahead. Come on, Ahmad. I'm trying to hear your culture.
I'm asking you, all those cultures, all those things you just named, that's a subculture.
Sir, it's foundational Black American culture. What's yours? What's your culture?
Now, you see how sometimes, or the majority of the times, they say that we have no culture. Then when we explain what our culture is, he has nothing to say. And again, Tariq is being relentless on how he's approaching it due to especially a lot of the conversations that have been had on the platform with some of those, you know, people from the diaspora calling in and they showing their true colors. So now it's time to just show the people what we've been talking about. Now you can hear it with your own ears. You see it with your own eyes. Now, at the end of the day, like I said, I'm all about all of us being, you know, some unity shit. But at the end of the day, like that, the last caller, I think the caller before last or whatever, understood, we understand who was the real problem, who made us want to not connect with each other. So if we see the problem, and he the one that showed us both images and videos and stuff for us to not even want to associate with each other, we got that figured out now. So what is the problem? And it seemed like some is still carrying that same talking points that, you know, the white supremacists have. And, you know, at the end of the day, shit has to be exposed. I want to play some more, but I really do got to wake up in a few hours, and I really have a lot to do this morning. I have a lot of running around to do today, and as I did today, but I got a lot of running around to do in the morning. I would have played some more, but I'll just leave it there. But I will say, Stream said, I'm riding with my peoples first. If we was going to ride together, we should have been on code with each other. Talk to your people, and I'll talk to mine. That's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And I just think that the disagreements that's in the chat in here seems like there's no resolution to this. What is the resolution? What is the resolution? Because you know that they sitting back laughing and watching, like, look, these, they still going at it. We don't have nothing to worry about. So at the end of the day, like I said, man, is either you with us or you against us. That's basically it. Because look what they're doing in Ukraine. If you feel like there's no white supremacy going on, and look, in the midst of war, they are still on cold to whereas you niggas have to wait. Y'all niggas can't get on this goddamn bus or on this train. You have to stay there, nigga. Walk on the train tracks. Oh, you trying to get into Poland. You're not getting here. Just like with Katrina, remember? You try to go over that bridge to go to that other town, and they was like, no. Same thing. It doesn't matter if your culture is different from ours. As long as you have that pigmentation, you are a threat. They don't discriminate, you know? So some people just like to be patted on the head by massa. Period. And it's not a racist thing. It's not a racial thing. It's about taking care of your own. You know what I'm saying? Self-preservation. What's wrong with self-preservation? It's that time. How is it everybody on code but us? And how is it that everybody from other countries, islands, continents, so off and so on, always love to differentiate themselves with black? Or, I'm not black. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not black. I'm Trini. I'm not black. I'm Jamaican. I'm not black. I'm Nigerian. I'm not black. Everybody don't want to be black. But when it's time to be black, then everybody want to be black. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool at all. And we are the ones who open the doors, for everybody and open up our arms to everybody. We like, come over here, brothers and sisters. We on that brothers and sisters shit. Y'all on some, no nigga, I'm staying over here. You cook your fried chicken, I cook my curry goat. You cook your black eyed peas, I cook my fucking pygmy peas or whatever, pigeon peas, whatever y'all use. It's like that, come on, y'all can't say we are not trying. Y'all don't want to, but y'all want to when it suits y'all. And that's crazy. And, nigga, that's just all I have to say. Okay? Again, I love y'all, all of y'all. And this live was not to hurt anyone's feelings or separate. It's just pointing out the issue, pointing out the problem, and try to have a solution to it. So the next time I come on, I speak on solutions. If there's none, if anybody just want to keep talking about the differences instead of solutions, then that's just where the line is going to be drawn. And I could just speak for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of my people. We are tired of being used. Tired of being used. You're not just going to use us. We ain't used. No, we ain't use y'all. We try to help y'all because we seen y'all as us. And we just being used. we were used and continue to be used. Because you know why? All y'all feel like we have no culture, but all of y'all use our culture. And not to say not vice versa, in some sort of way. But we always led the charge. And we all got all of y'all ass to kiss. So, okay, black Americans are in Poland. Yeah. And that's the thing. We are treated the same way everywhere. So we've been speaking and blowing that trumpet for a long time. And y'all will only pay attention is when it's happening to y'all in the physical, in the flesh, in real time. But I don't know. Everybody, much love. Yep, spread love, not hate. Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, everybody, for being in here. SOS, I see you. Everybody in the building, Destiny Love is all love. It's always going to be love here. It's always going to be there, you know? And I just say this, and I'm getting out of here. Everything is in-house. We got to clean up our house, our in-house. And when we go outside, we hold each other down. That's basically it. You know, we just clean the house right now. I do the dishes. You dry them up. Peace.
Of my family that lives there is that they're intimidating the country of Ukraine, okay? I don't know for sure, have they killed anybody yet? I don't know that for sure, okay? I have not been told that by my family yet. The only thing that they have done so far, and by they, I mean Russian army, is that they separated. So from what I know from my cousin, okay, in the last, when did we speak with them? I think we spoke with them this morning. As of this morning, she said that they were scared. That was the last thing she told me. She has two 11-year-old girls. She has two twins, 11-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. She said, we're scared, but she did not mention that they're, well, speak and, you know, it's all about learning. It's all about learning.
Right, right.
Different things. You know what I mean? I learned a lot today.
Descendants of slaves who bust their ass don't deserve any conversation just because they can do it.
I never said that.
So what the fuck are you saying?
No, I didn't say that.
What are you saying?
The people who worked, not paying them is injustice. They worked that, of course, they deserve what they worked for. But at the same time, that's your land. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying no, they don't deserve it.
Yes, it's our land. So what are we getting from this land? It's our land. We still have to pay rent, right? We don't have they ain't give us any casinos or anything like that. They ain't do what they did to the certain $5 Indians that got casinos now. Like, yes, this is our land. We know that. But this is how I know that you are a different race. No, you don't. Because that everything else you're saying does not matter. Everything that you're saying doesn't matter. If you understand, we shouldn't have to go this far deep into a conversation. instead of you answering the question, you went exactly where we are now. You went, it's a direct question, an actual direct question, you went like this with the answer. You ain't come straight. You went that way. Now, I've got to follow you over here. Stay right here. Do y'all see exactly what's going on here? What kind of people that we deal with? This is why we need to have the company. These motherfuckers do not give a fuck. They don't care. He could be playing as a white person too, but a lot of these people have the same mindset as them. And you're gonna, I'm gonna play the video. I gotta go sit on my throne. So I'm gonna play this video and let y'all hear it, because some of these people from the diaspora and other islands have that same mindset. It's even worse. That's why I am so happy that he do those videos now and record it and speak to them, because they show their true colors, y'all. They don't give a fuck. And then on top of that, they want to get a piece of our reparations too. On top of that, and eat out our fucking plate. Just want to stick a fucking spoon in our pot of food and taste it. And you want to eat off us too? The ungrateful cousins, that's what I call them. The ungrateful cousins, and that's what I call the Israelites when it comes down to Canaan, which is Egypt. The ungrateful cousins, we done taught you every motherfucking thing, and now all of a sudden, Pharaoh let me go, which I don't even know which Pharaoh it was. Moses walked, even though he learned, Acts 13, Moses learned all the knowledge and the wisdom of the Egyptians. All, that means it leaves no room for excuses. Run, see the bush, fire, da, 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 da. Go to the mountain, come down with tablets, which is the 42 negative confessions of my eyes. All this shit. And then talk about even like, man, shit. Help you niggas out. We done helped Abraham and Joseph and Jesus and Moses. We done fed all you goat herding niggas. And then y'all write a book of Bible to talk about Egypt as if we didn't help you niggas live. Got you away from famine. Fed you. Y'all niggas didn't know how to read. Fed you and taught you how to write, read, and all his feet under all this shit, helped you out, and just talk shit about us even to this day. They talk about put you in slavery. There's no evidence of any people being slaves that built the pyramids. There's no physical evidence to this day. By me saying that, us here fighting to get all y'all niggas here, y'all the same shit, y'all the ungrateful ass cousins. I don't want you back at my house. Only some of y'all that I fuck with. I don't want y'all niggas sitting at my table. Y'all not invited to my house anymore. Stay away or I will shoot. We have to stop playing. I told y'all, I love my Caribbean people. I sometimes I may have to keep repeating it for those who may feel some kind of way. I fuck with y'all. I done fucked a couple of y'all. Women, that is. I love the culture. I love it. Africa, I love the culture. I respect it. But some of y'all niggas, the line is drawn. I'm sorry. That's it. For those who I fuck with, that fuck with me, you mean don't say what? I'm not saying all of y'all. Why the fuck it seem like nobody gonna understand what the fuck I'm saying? How do you don't understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? I'm not saying all of y'all. The ones who have that stupid-ass cooning Sambo mentality, I don't fuck with y'all. But those who fuck with us, I fuck with you. Arm around the shoulder. I fuck with y'all. That's what I'm saying. So kiss my ass if y'all don't understand. And I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers. I want to go take a shit and smoke a cigarette. Y'all listen to this shit. Kiss my ass.
You know, if they're going to accept us, you know, with the rich, everyone's spending billions. I mean, that's
not a whole thing.
It's a fully true.
Yeah. Yeah, we're serious about it. We're going to make them do it. We're going to force that. We're going to make
just want to...
Not paying them is injustice. They work that, of course, they deserve what they work for. But at the same time, that's your land. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying no, they don't deserve
it. Yes, it's our land. So what are we getting from this land? It's our land. We still have to pay rent, right? They didn't give us any casinos or anything like that. They ain't do what they did to the certain $5 Indians that got casinos now. Like, yes, this is our land. We know that. But this is how I know that you are a different race. No, you don't, because everything else you're saying does not matter. Everything that you're saying doesn't matter. If you understand, we shouldn't have to go this far deep into a conversation. Instead of you answering the question, you went exactly where we are now. It's a direct question. I asked you a direct question. You went like this with the answer. You ain't come straight. You went that way. Now I got to follow you over here. Stay right here.
You said do the
fuck out of here. I'm letting you kick the fuck out. Rocks. Can't call back in anyway. Do y'all see exactly what's going on here? What kind of people that we deal with? This is why we need to have the conversation. These motherfuckers do not give a fuck. They don't care. He could be playing as a white person too, but a lot of these people have the same mindset as them. And I'm gonna play the video. I gotta go sit on my throne. So I'm gonna play this video and let y'all hear it. Cause some of these people from the diaspora and other islands have that same mindset, and even worse. That's why I am so happy that he do those videos now. And record it and speak to them, because they show their true colors, y'all. They don't give a fuck. And then on top of that, they want to get a piece of our reparations too. Top of that, and eat out our fucking plate. Just want to dip their fucking spoon in our pot of food and then taste it. And you want to eat off us too? The ungrateful cousins. That's what I call them. The ungrateful cousins. And that's what I call the Israelites when it comes down to Kemet, which is Egypt. The ungrateful, because we done taught you every motherfucking thing, and now all of a sudden Pharaoh let me go, which I don't even know which Pharaoh it was. Moses walked, even though he learned, Acts 13, Moses learned all the knowledge and the wisdom of the Egyptians. All, that means it leaves no room for excuses. Run, see the bush, fire, da 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 da. Go to the mountain, come down with tablets, which is the 42 negative confessions of my eye. All this shit, and then talk about even like, man, shit, help you niggas out. We done helped Abraham and Joseph and Jesus and Moses. We done fed all you goat herding niggas. And then y'all write a book of Bible to talk about Egypt as if we didn't help you niggas live. That's what we from Spanish. Spanish, y'all niggas don't know how to read. Spanish, you in. Taught you how to write, read, and all his. We done did all this shit, helped you out, and just talk shit about us even to this day. Fake talk about put you in slavery. There's no evidence of any people being slaves that built the pyramids. There's no physical evidence to this day. By me saying that, us here fighting to get all y'all niggas here, you y'all the same, you got a ungrateful ass cousins. I don't want you back at my house. Only some of y'all that I fuck with. I don't want y'all niggas sitting at my table. Y'all not invited to my house anymore. Stay away or I will shoot. We have to stop playing. I told y'all, I love my Caribbean people. I sometimes I may have to keep repeating it for those who may feel some kind of way. I fuck with y'all. I done fucked a couple of y'all. Women, that is. I love the culture. I love it. Africa, I love the culture. I respect it. But some of y'all niggas, the line is drawn. I'm sorry. That's it. For those who I fuck with, that fuck with me, you mean don't say what? I'm not saying all of y'all. Why the fuck it seem like nobody don't understand what the fuck I'm saying? How do you don't understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? I'm not saying all of y'all. The ones who have that stupid-ass cooning Sambo mentality, I don't fuck with y'all. But those who fuck with us, I fuck with you. Arm around the shoulder. I fuck with y'all. That's what I'm saying. So kiss my ass if y'all don't understand. And I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers. I'm going to go take a shit and smoke a cigarette. Y'all listen to this shit. Kiss my ass.
You know, they're gonna
accept it.
Because
you got kind of quiet. I just need to come around the door in the morning. I would have played some more, but I'll just leave it there. But I will say, Shane said I'm riding with my people's first, and we was gonna ride together. We should have been on code with each other. Talk to your people, and I talk to mine. That's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And I just think that the disagreements that's in the chat in here seems like there's no resolution to this. What is the resolution? What is the resolution? Because you know that they sitting back laughing and watching like, look, these they still going at it. We don't have nothing to worry about. You know? So at the end of the day, like I said, man, it's either you with us or you against us. That's basically it. Because look what they're doing in Ukraine. If you feel like there's no white supremacy going on, and look, in the midst of war, they are still on cold to whereas you niggas have to wait. Y'all niggas can't get on this goddamn bus or on this train. You have to stay there, nigga. Walk on the train tracks. Oh, you trying to get into Poland. You're not getting here. Just like with Katrina, remember? You try to go over that bridge to go to that other town, and they was like, no. Same thing. It doesn't matter if your culture is different from ours. As long as you have that pigmentation, you are a threat. They don't discriminate. You know? So some people just like to be patted on the head by mask, period. And it's not a racist thing. It's not a racial thing. It's about taking care of your own. You know what I'm saying? Self-preservation. What's wrong with self-preservation? It's that time. How is it everybody on cold but us? And how is it that everybody from other countries, islands, continents, south, and so on, always love to differentiate themselves with black? Oh, I'm not black. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not black. I'm Trini. I'm not black. I'm Jamaican. I'm not black. I'm Nigerian. I'm not black. Everybody don't want to be black. But when it's time to be black, then everybody want to be black. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool at all. If we are the ones who open the doors for everybody and open up our arms to everybody. We like, come over here, brothers and sisters. We are that brothers and sisters shit. Y'all on some no nigga. I'm staying over here. You cook your fried chicken, I cook my curry goat. You cook your black eyed peas, I cook my fucking pygmy peas or whatever, pigeon peas, whatever y'all use.
it's like that. Come on, I can't say we are not trying. Y'all don't want to, but y'all want to when it suits y'all. And that's crazy. And nigga, that's just all I have to say. Okay? Again, I love y'all. All of y'all. And this live was not to hurt anyone's feelings or separate. It's just pointing out the issue, pointing out the problem, and try to have a solution to it. So the next time I come on, I speak on solutions. If there's none, if anybody just want to keep talking about the differences instead of solutions, then that's just where the line is going to be drawn. And I can just speak for me, and I think I can speak for a lot of my people. We are tired of being used. Tired of being used. You're not just going to use us. We ain't used. No, we ain't use y'all. We try to help y'all. Because we've seen y'all as us. And we just being used. We were used and continue to be used. Did you know why? All y'all feel like we have no culture, but all of y'all use our culture. And not to say not vice versa, in some sort of way. But we always led the charge. And we all got all of y'all ass to kiss. So, okay, Black Americans are in Poland. Yeah. And that's the thing. We are treated the same way everywhere. So we've been speaking and blowing that trumpet for a long time. And y'all will only pay attention is when it's happening to y'all in the physical, in the flesh, in real time. But I don't know, everybody, much love. Yep, spread love, not hate. Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, everybody, for being in here. As soon as I see you, everybody in the building, Destiny Love, it's all love. It's always going to be love here. It's always going to be there, you know? And I just say this, and I'm getting out of here. Everything is in-house. We got to clean up our house, our in-house. And when we go outside, we hold each other down. That's basically it. You know, we just clean the house right now, okay? I do the dishes, we dry them up.